about.
So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Who cares?
Now
who cares?
Talking.
This shouldn't even be on the air. It doesn't really matter.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Here's the next question about Sloan as we get to know Sloan this season on Entourage. Does she have a webcam? Hello?
Be the end of your killer.
Who is this sad, pathetic human?
Bean! Oh my god, that is surprising. Oh, I had to stop that last sentence in the middle because I was so surprised. What happened?
Bean's a dick. Hey, Lisa.
And now.
Hi, yes. I'd like to order a last-minute stripper. Oh, preferably of Asian heritage. Very bendy, with a heart of gold and a crotch of gold. Yeah, I'll hold.
Our feature presentation.
Very bendy.
Why is Zooey Deschanel the most awesome person in the world ever?
She's pretty great.
That's a tough question to answer, but she is pretty funny.
Yeah. I love her so much. I love her. I love the real Zooey in person from what I've read about her and know about her. And then her character is just like the most awesome person ever. But I refuse to accept the premise of the new girl that every guy she lives with is not trying to constantly either nail her or see her naked.
Yeah, well, that's true. They all three of them that live there have other people they're interested in. And she's just like a little sister.
Right.
That's not the way it goes. That's not the way it goes in real life.
Not if you're living with Zooey Deschanel, for God's sakes. Come on. Anyway, last night, a fantastic new girl. Did you get a chance to see it yet? Did you guys see it yet?
No.
I did. Party bus.
Party bus and what's her name? Lizzie Kaplan, too, was the guest star. Is the newer girl on The New Girl now.
Yeah,
and she's awesome.
Permanent or just...
Oh, I have no way of knowing if she'll continue to date Nick, I guess it is, on the show. But she's awesome, too. She's been in a lot of great movies, and she's amazing,
I don't know
too.
Who she is.
That sounds good. I didn't either, but...
She was in True Blood.
You would recognize her.
Her from True Blood.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's been in everything from Mean Girls to Hot Tub Time Machine. I mean, she's just one of those actresses that's worked a lot. Freaks and Geeks. I mean, she's been around for a while, but she's so hot and really funny on the show,
she's
too.
She's very funny,
so,
yeah.
I love that new girl, though. Hey, speaking of girls, and they're good. Hey, Lisa.
I mean,
how was your 4-day weekend?
It was it was terrible. I was so sick. I was just couldn't get out of bed.
Bean, of course, is his theories.
You sure.
Know. Yeah.
I know.
Oh, I'm suspicious of anyone who calls in sick, particularly someone like Lisa who never calls in sick.
Right.
It makes me wonder what's the real story, though. That's what it makes me wonder.
I would think that the person who never calls in sick, when they call in sick, you would think they're sick.
But you went textbook, though. You took Kevin's advice and just said, oh, I'm licking from the neck down, figuring that nobody would ask any questions. And I thought, well, that's clearly her way of trying to hide something.
But it worked.
And now you're breaking the rule because you're not allowed to ask questions.
Oh, no, it's not that
you're not from the waist down.
It's not that you're not allowed to. It's that when you say that, when you're calling in sick to work, nobody wants to.
Right, like, exactly.
Liquid from the neck down? I've heard enough. Thank you.
But I felt like you just came up with that because you thought that was the easiest, quickest, cleanest way to excuse yourself, get out of work, and in reality you decided to stay in Palm Springs or you did something.
Well, I never got to Palm Springs to begin with. So
that sucks.
So there's your theory. Let me put it another way that should shut this all down.
Oh, no.
Female trouble.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well, your eggs have got to be dying at this point.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I would imagine. It's nothing but rotten eggs down there right
hey,
now.
Captain Dick, take it easy.
No, I'm just saying. Let's think about it. Come on.
Is that the only kind of female trouble there is?
I don't know anything about
egg
female
issues?
Trouble. I've never seen what a woman has going on down there, so I don't really have any idea what's happening. But.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to be okay?
I'm going to be okay. Thank you. Thanks, Jesse. Right. Nice to be back.
It is a Wednesday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of female trouble, you guys are going to love this story. Here is a Tacoma, Washington community college music teacher. He is teaching kids how to sing. Well, he's been arrested now because he tried to talk a 17-year-old into helping him conduct a study on how sexual arousal affects vocal ranges.
Yes.
Oh,
good.
No.
She complied with some of his requests to strip naked or touch herself during private voice lessons at the college.
How could anyone see through that? That's really solid.
He pitched his getting naked will improve your singing idea to several students telling them that muscles are involved in the female anatomy to properly breathe and support the entire body, and therefore exploring those muscles might make for improved vocal range.
Wow.
That worked for a while. People bought that. Students said, yes, I will masturbate now because it will help me sing better. That's what I will do for you, Mr. Teacher Guy.
They should arrest the teacher, of course.
Which they have, and he's lost his job.
But they should also kick the students out of school.
Yes, they're too stupid to be there.
You are too dumb.
You should not be in college.
Right.
Basically. He's lost his job. Of course, he denies all wrongdoing, which I guess has to just be a legal defense, because just on the face of it, you can't deny all wrongdoing if that's what you've done. Right.
Right.
He faces charges of communicating with a minor for immoral purposes. I'd love to see him, like the first time he tried it, he had to have hatched that idea. You know what? I better get these girls to take their clothes off and tell them it'll help them sing better. All right, I'm going to try it. Imagine ramping up for that discussion with your students.
And the first one had to be a disaster because it's just stupid. Until he polished his pitch,
right,
so to speak. I can't imagine anyone went for it.
Yep. Good times.
Wow. Lisa,
yes?
When you're in broadcasting,
uh-huh,
a lot of people have accepted the new theory, which is that if you're naked,
mm-hmm,
you make more sense and it sounds better
to
the listener. Yeah.
Do you think it's like your rib cage is more exposed and so there's like more vibration or something?
Sure.
Look, I'm game.
Okay, good.
If you think it'll help.
Fantastic.
No, I enjoy young people.
Exactly. I'm right there
all
with
right
you, sir.
Take it easy. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amin Show, shall we?
Where's the outrage there?
Oh, you missed classic mugs yesterday.
Oh, my.
You missed classic mugs.
Now I'm sad.
We were talking about the soldiers that were peeing on the dead bodies.
Yes.
And Muggs got on the microphone, and he's like, what about when the terrorists are beheading Americans? Where's the outrage there? And we were like, I think there was plenty of outrage.
Okay.
He's the best.
He practically pushed Kevin out of the front of the microphone to get to it so he could expand on that theory.
Where's the outrage? Comedian Rob Delaney in the studio today.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. We have to call Omar's wife, Cassie, who's pregnant. Mm-hmm. She's going to have a kid. She's doing it. It's really kind of at an inconvenient time for him.
Yeah, what's that about, ladies? Come on. Omar has a busy spring planned, and she's gumming it all up with having a baby.
Maybe he should have thought of that when he was, you know.
Right. But
right.
Now
take a look at a calendar. Count the 9 months. Figure out.
But sometimes,
your life.
Sometimes it takes a while, so you never know.
Yes.
But once you get to this point, you got to go, hey, Coachella's coming up, and that's a three-day festival, and he's going to need to be there. So
it's kind of on her now.
Suck it up.
There's nothing he can do about it now.
Yes, plan accordingly.
I don't even know what that means.
So we're going to talk to her.
Okay.
About making
planning
sure.
Planning accordingly?
Yes.
Okay.
Making sure that things happen on a schedule. April the 16th is fine. But 13th through 15th? No.
All right.
I don't know how that's going to go. But
not well.
I'm sure pretty well. Bean's Death Corner on the program
mm-hmm
today.
Oh, some good death. And by the way, I won't be including it, but I was very excited yesterday when those dogs found a human head in a bag up by the Hollywood sign.
That was exciting.
Fantastic. That's very exciting. I have no idea what the rest of that story is going to be or where the rest of the body is or what happened. Or
they were so excited on the news this morning. Human head in the White Hills. Where's the rest of the body?
I can't believe you both think it's exciting.
But I mean,
they
because
found a head.
You don't see that for that's right out of the movies. But why would a head with no body end up in a plastic bag at the Hollywood sign? I mean, doesn't that just make you want to know more?
Well, of course.
That's all. That's all we're saying is it's an interesting story. If they'd have had a body up there, that happens all the time. You find bodies all the time. But a human head in a bag? That's good stuff.
Okay. All right. We also have from Storage Wars, Dave Hester.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Yep.
Who Ralph says is a total dick and is going to explain to him why.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, Ralph's not going to back down from this one. Ralph has been looking forward for two seasons now to go mano a mano. Is that it? Mano y mano? Mano a mano?
Mano.
Yeah.
With this Dave Hester, man. He's going to shut him down. It's going to be the yep versus the nope today.
And we need to talk about Bean's vacation last week. Or a week before, whenever he went.
It was just over the weekend.
Yeah, over the weekend.
Oh, we went to Austin. Yeah.
I have a bow to pick with him. Oh. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. He's done something. We did it once. I was disgusted. He's gone back four times since.
So I'll talk about that a little later. Okay. Being visited the world's largest pecan.
Which isn't a pecan.
Which is not a pecan.
And hasn't changed.
Where's the outrage there?
That's right.
Hasn't changed at all.
Not a bit.
Since you went.
You know what it's made out of? Cement. So how is it the world's largest pecan?
Visiting it.
Because he's being.
I don't get that.
He's being. He also went back to the Dr. Pepper Museum, which, of course...
Which has expanded since the last time I was there. They've added another floor since the last time I was there.
Right? That must have been exciting.
Oh,
well worth the trip. It was only 100 miles from Austin.
There's nothing to do in Austin, that's for sure. Got to drive out of town to find anything.
And he's been there before, too, by the way. How many times, B?
This was only my second time to the Dr. Pepper Museum.
Yeah. And they still have a lot of... Dr. Pepper stuff?
They do.
Yeah, okay.
That wasn't a surprise to me, though. That's what I was expecting.
Right. Anything else?
Well, I mean, it's mostly, you know, related to Dr. Pepper. There's a lot of things related
like
to Dr.
Like last
Pepper.
Time.
We'll talk about that
okay.
later.
Okay. All right. And we have Kate Beckinsale on the program.
Oh,
today.
That's what I'm talking about.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah.
Why is she the best?
I don't know, but H-O-T, probably. And she, of course, stars in Underworld, which comes out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was underwear. I'm sorry. I'm not nearly as excited as I was.
I don't know. File?
File?
Yeah, file. I think so.
Okay. We will take a break and come back with a Showbiz B deck.
All new Beans Death Corner, first one of 2012, coming up right after the top of the hour. Ralph Garman is here now. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
Where's the blizzard? Is the blizzard there yet? You have the blizzard yet?
There's a blizzard that's going to hit where Bean lives.
So excited.
You're talking about at my house?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, it started snowing a little bit after midnight. I probably got about 4 inches of snow right now.
Not enough. I need 4 feet.
It's the potential was, you know, and it changes as you get closer to the day, but the potential was that it was going to be one of the all-time greats. I mean, they at some point yesterday they were talking about 14 inches of snow. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near that.
Possible death?
But it's warming up. It's warming up as early as tomorrow, so it's going to be essentially a one-day event. It's not going to be that big a deal. Look, I grew up like you did, Ralph, with snow. You and I both grew up, you know, on the East Coast,
yes.
And so it doesn't really faze me. I'm not that bothered by it. People here, because they get so little snow, freak the F out over snow. I mean, it's crazy. You know how LA news is with the rain?
Oh yeah,
that's what it's like here with the snow. I mean, people are acting like it's the end of the world. Even if it snows a foot, it's not the end of the world. It's just snow, but they do freak out.
I sent out the headline. It was on the internet yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Killer blizzard coming to Seattle. Yes. All will die. Kill your pets now. Save them the horror.
I've never sensed more excitement from Ralph than that email.
This is crazy. Clowntown's roof's going to collapse. Yeah. And there's going to be a tree that lands on Bean. It's going to be awesome. And then
I did. You'll remember 4 or 5 years ago, I did lose a car to a tree falling in a winter storm. So stuff like that does occasionally happen. But I think I'm going to be fine. I'm not that worried about it.
I was hoping your house is going to go all Italian cruise line on me, but no, I had nothing.
May yet.
So far, so good. I will keep you posted.
Yeah. Well, look, nervous about today's show, by the way.
Why?
Dave Hester, Dave the Mogul from Storage Wars, is apparently tweeting already that it's on between
is
him
that
and
right?
I.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he knows he has a worthy adversary here.
He does, and he's throwing down the gauntlet. So.
Yep.
Now,
do you have reasons why he's a dick and why you hate him and why you're gonna
just have to watch an episode to find out why how he's a dick? I just want to know why. I want to peel back the layers of this onion and see what's there.
Talking about Storage Wars, which is one of our favorite shows.
Yep,
one of the world's favorite shows.
Yep.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Not mine.
You want to find out who hurt Dave that turned him into such an a-hole?
That's right.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about showbiz news. Sad news in the world of celebrity romance. Avril Lavigne has called it quits with Brody Jenner.
Oh, they were such a cute couple.
They were. They've been together for 2 years.
Huh.
Got engaged over the holidays. And now split up. Brody, apparently, according to Life and Style magazine, decided he didn't want to get married. Avril wants to get married again. She, of course, was married to Sum 41 frontman, Derek Whibley, back in 2009.
Right.
But it's not meant to be, so once they realized that wedded bliss wasn't in the cards for these two crazy kids, they called it quits.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really. I don't feel bad at all.
No, not at all. While we're talking about the Jenners, Brody's dad, Bruce Jenner, had to undergo the knife this week. Skin cancer was the cause.
Oh.
He was seen Friday night at the Lakers game with stitches on his right cheek. They had to remove a patch of skin on his cheek that apparently had skin cancer. I am stunned that he has any loose skin left on his face to remove.
Like it's possible. I thought
if you were to put an incision in his face, it would just splint back and you would just see skull.
It's pretty tight.
He has a tight face job.
Yep.
But apparently they found enough skin. Maybe they borrowed some from Chloe. Took off of Chloe's ass and just put it on his face as sort of a skin donation.
They could cover his whole body that way.
He could make a Chloe suit to wear it when it's cold outside.
I don't know why you'd want it.
I don't either. But it'd be like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
It puts the lotion in the basket. Michelle Williams. Golden Globe winner Michelle Williams for her work as Marilyn Monroe in My Week with Marilyn is on the cover of February's GQ magazine. And I don't know if you've seen the cover yet. They posted it this week on
yes,
the internet.
Yes, I have. Pretty sexy.
She's a hot mama.
She's quite attractive.
And she doesn't play it up very often, so this is quite a treat.
Yeah, in fact, she talks about she's not at all comfortable with being sexy or trying to be sexy or putting that persona out there. She says it goes back to her Dawson Creek days when her character got so much negative attention for being hot and sexual.
Oh, look at her.
That she was wigged out about it. There she is doing sort of a Marilyn Monroe-esque cover.
I saw that movie over the weekend. Yeah. She was just beautiful.
Yeah.
She was beautiful. And great
so
performance.
Good.
Yeah. Great performance.
Is that why you took so many days off, Lisa? You had a lot of movies to
watch? A lot of movies you wanted to watch?
Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we're here doing a show, so anytime you want to come back, that'll be fun.
But Lisa's now I have good information for you.
Lisa's like, oh, I can do it tomorrow, I guess. I'll just take another day off. Yeah. There's no rush to get back to work.
Oh, liquid from the neck down.
Click.
Well, you can still watch TV.
Calendar doesn't apply to me.
Well, she's got those bad eggs.
Sure.
Yeah. Zooey Deschanel wants you to know it does get better.
She's lying.
Apparently, Zooey claims she was bullied when she was a teenager. She was quirky, she was different, she was special, and
adorkable, Ralph.
As you know, in high school, that won't stand. You can't be different, or you will be destroyed. As so often is the case. She said teenage girls in her class used to spit in her face.
Oh.
What? She used to cry every day, she said. She knew things would get better when she was in college, but then she said, nope. Apparently the people at Northwestern University didn't appreciate her specialness either.
Right.
Where's the outrage there?
She had a hard time in college as well. So it didn't get better immediately, but it got better eventually. Now she's got a hit TV show and she's America's sweetheart.
So it's better. It'll get better if you get a TV show that's successful.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Yeah. And you know how I love George Clooney.
Sure.
But now I'm starting to question my judgment.
What?
Here. Yeah.
He's who you wanted to be.
I know. But I found out a fact today that this changed everything. George Clooney has announced he is temporarily giving up booze.
What?
Yeah. He said he's been partying a little hard over the holidays and since, and he wants to give, and I quote, his liver a chance to catch up.
Yeah, coward!
Yeah, but for him...
Coward!
For him, winner!
For him, that's like a weekend. He's just going to not drink for
no,
a weekend.
No, he said he's going to be off the sauce for a while.
Well, let's see.
I'm just saying he's a quitter, and I am disappointed.
You
got to be careful, people. Sometimes your heroes have feet of clay. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it, man. Is there anything you don't know?
Yeah. Stop it.
Hey, this is Lisa May. I'll be there pounding some brews.
See, that's why Lisa's my hero.
That's right.
She never stops pounding the brews.
She does pound brews.
Even when she's liquid from the neck down, all that liquid is beer.
Well, you saw how rough Clooney looked at the Golden Globes, Ralph. I mean, the guy just looks like he just woke up and crawled out of a gutter after that bender.
Yeah, he's in rough shape. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Dave Attell is 47 years old today. Rapper DJ Quick is 42. Singer Jonathan Davis of Korn is 41 years old today. Can we get Kevin's impression of Jonathan Davis?
We don't have that. I'm sorry.
Can we dial that up? Because here's the thing. I guess here on the show, everybody's got their role. Lisa's our voice of sanity and our female presence and the traffic reporter. Bean, of course, is quirky, unique.
Dr. Doom.
Bean, do you have that? Because we can't find it.
I do.
Okay.
Kevin is, whatever it is he does. I'm known as like the showbiz guy, the man of 1,000 voices. But people don't know that Kevin really is the master of impressions. He is the one who really can do an uncanny vocal interpretation of almost any celebrity.
Can't tell the difference, right?
Right. Here's him doing Jonathan Davis of Korn.
Uncanny.
Me or him?
I mean, if he's in the room with us when Kevin does it.
I think he holds back because he doesn't want to overshadow you.
I think so. I think he's very kind. He's trying to give me my space and he's in the spotlight.
I heard that and I thought, how did Kevin get access to the master tapes of a Korn album to be able to bring that in? It's flawless.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jay Chou, actor from The Green Hornet, played Kato in that movie. He's 33 years old today. And Jason Segel celebrates his 32nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Come on. Give me that sweet death, will you?
Is that your cue?
I was hoping we might get into it, yeah.
Try to get.
Hey, it's time for an all-new Beanstaff Corner.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
He really does love when humans die.
Yes, he does.
I've never understood that. It's not like anybody I've ever met, but boy, does he get a charge out of it.
I think it's because deep down, and I'll have to talk to my psychiatrist about this, deep down, I'm so terrified of dying that in some way it makes me happy when it's somebody else's turn and they haven't come for me yet. I think that's what's going on here. And by the way, again, they find a head in a bag at the Hollywood Hills, you know, the Hollywood sign in the Hollywood Hills. That's exciting to me. I mean, that's a story that's going to keep me pumped up for days. I'm really, really looking forward to finding
out. Glad to hear
that
you're taking joy in that one.
You can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com and follow along, see pictures and video and more details about some of these stories that we're going to do. This is the first new All Beans Death, Beans.
and the first
moment with for Bean for 2012 too. Our first new Death Quarter for 2012. I'm very excited about some of the stories we have today. Kevin, are you familiar with a pumping party? Have you been to a pumping party? Does that sound like something you might like?
Yes, but I can't talk about it on the air.
Well, it's not that kind. It's sort of that kind of pumping, actually. This is a woman named Cassia Rivera, delightful woman, who is pretending to be a doctor. She charges men, or did, used to, before she ended up in jail for killing one of them. Ooh. She charges men big money to come to her apartment in New Jersey where she injects silicone into their penises to make them bigger.
Oh, my God.
You know, a lot of guys, you know, certainly not me since I was about 8, but a lot of guys, they're always looking for ways to increase the size a little bit. So, you know, you see an ad in the, you know, the back of the paper or something. You go, hey, I'll try that out. Well, the man, 22-year-old named Justin Street, shows up at her apartment. He gets the procedure done, somehow develops a clot in his lungs, and he dies the next day. By the way, this is not the we had a story recently, remember, about that another woman who was pretending to be a doctor in Florida where she was injecting things like, you know, like cement into people's butts.
Yeah.
So I guess there are people who are willing to just, I don't know, just roll the dice on shady medical procedures if they can get the results that they're looking
for
on the
cement. Well, okay.
Yeah, that one, she was sealing it up with super glue, too, which may be the sign that you're not at a real doctor where they do super glue. But yeah, this woman is now in jail for killing a man just because he wanted to get bigger junk.
Wow.
That is story number one. Here's a bizarre story, even made more bizarre by the fact that we have listeners of the podcast here on the Kevin and Bean Show in Fort Collins, Colorado, who were at this movie theater that hit the news yesterday after a 66-year-old man was found dead in the restroom at the movie theater.
Wow.
He had been there, ladies and gentlemen, for 5 days.
In one of the stalls?
Do they not clean those stalls?
Do they
stalls?
Not clean those stalls?
That's what everybody's wanting to know.
Oh,
5 days.
God.
His family had reported him missing. 3 days later, the police found his car outside the movie theater. And then 2 days after that, they found his body in the restroom. Doesn't it seem like every movie theater you've ever gone to, they've had that little checklist on the back of the door that says, you know, if this restroom needs attention, please let someone on our staff know.
But there was never a check for bodies. That was never on there.
There wasn't. I mean, I just, it's a terrible, tragic story. And as I say on the post at KRock.com, what was the last thing that dude, I mean, was he seeing Alvin and the Chipmunks and he just, that was it? He was just, he wanted to check out. What happened?
Yeah. He probably died in Gliss, though, because it was probably the biggest of his life. You know what I mean?
If that's what killed him. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
If that's what killed him, he must have just gone, wow.
Maybe you're right, Kevin.
Yeah, good way to go.
They're going to have to put some new procedures in place at that movie theater, though, and maybe check in the stalls a little more frequently.
Man.
Here's a just a quick couple of lines story, because I'm sad because she was a 25-year-old veterinarian from Australia on vacation in Malaysia. Kevin, you went to Africa. You got a chance to get up close and personal with some of these animals. How much did the guides there stress, hey, we think we know what we're doing, but anything can go haywire at any time?
It was amazing. It wasn't that tentative. They knew what they were doing, and they were fine. They were confident.
Mm-hmm.
But we went with a top-rate place, you know, because we saved up and saved up. And there's a lot of, like, half-hearted...
It's not where you want to do that, right?
Don't skimp there.
Yeah,
don't skip on protection from wildlife.
No.
She got within 30 feet of a pygmy elephant, which, by the way, is about 5 feet tall, looks super cute. You would think that would be fairly safe, right?
I didn't know they had midget elephants.
Pygmy elephants is what they're called.
Which
is
awesome.
It's a subspecies of the African elephant. But yeah, they couldn't be more adorable. And by the way, it's not like she went up and grabbed its trunk. She was 30 feet away when the little guy decided that he was going to charge her and kill her. And that's how she died.
Oh, man.
Elephant plus human equals elephant is the one thing we've learned. Here's another bizarre story that also involves Australians. You're listening to an all-new Beans Death Corner here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. This is a very strange story. They are best friends. They are driving home from a party in the early morning hours in separate cars. She's ahead of him. She loses control of her car. They're still investigating what happened to her. Hits a power pole and dies.
Oh,
terrible,
no.
Tragic story, right? 19 years old. I hate to see this happen. He, driving a little bit behind her, sees the accident, pulls over, jumps out of his car, runs over to try to save her. In doing so, steps on the power line from the power pole that she has knocked down with her car and is instantly electrocuted. Now they're both dead. Another passing motorist comes along a few minutes later and finds both bodies.
Oh,
best friends coming home from the same party, killed in separate accidents. Isn't that bizarre?
That's so sad.
And finally, because I knew that one would leave you sad, this one is going to cheer you up. This was one of the greatest headlines I've ever seen. It happened right after we got off the air at the end of 2011, and I've been waiting until now to read this one to you. Man eats cocaine from brother's butt and dies.
Whoa! Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This is two brothers in South Carolina. They are arrested under suspicion of having drugs and booked into jail. 23-year-old older brother, D'Angelo Mitchell, says to his little brother, Wayne, hey, I got a bag of cocaine in my butt, so would you eat that for me so it's not discovered, so that, you know, we can get away, won't get charged with that, too? So Wayne, being a dutiful sibling, eats the cocaine, and of course it kills him, because you know why? He just ate an ounce of cocaine. So now D'Angelo has involuntary manslaughter charges on top of his drug charges to worry about. But, I mean, look.
Wouldn't you love to hear that testimony in court? Okay, so let's go through the timeline. You put it up your butt. That's all I need to hear.
And look, I don't care how much you love your brother. I don't care how much you're trying to do what's right for your family or help him out or something like that. If your brother says, hey, eat these drugs out of my ass, go ahead and feel free to say no.
You're on your own on that one.
You can read more at KevinAndBean.com or KROQ.com. This has been an all-new Beans Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Quite a show still to come here on the Kevin and Bean Show, including the beautiful actress Kate Beckinsale. This Underworld movie looks pretty good, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Got her in about a half an hour. Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Dave Hester is going to be on from Storage Wars, and funny man Rob Delaney. First, though, Kevin, what's going on in your favorite country of North Korea?
Well, Kim Jong-il died. He was the ruler there. He was the ruthless tyrant.
The dear leader.
Yes, the dear leader is what he made them call him.
Yes.
He passed away. He's got a bunch of sons. Not all of them are 10 out of 10, let's be honest. Some of them are fat. Some of them are a little
slow.
It's also just weird. I mean, you know, you kind of take for granted, you grow up, you live in America, you get to choose who leads you. You get to vote for the guy you want to run the country. It's not like that in places like North Korea with a dictatorship. I mean, he decides. He picked a dude, his son, to run the place after he was gone. I mean, there wasn't any discussion about it. There wasn't a way to weigh in. I mean, that's who's going to get it. So he picked the younger son, I guess. And then there's an older son who's standing around going, hey, what about me? Over here.
Yeah, he passed over the older son. But here's the headline that got our attention. Kim Jong-il's fat playboy son totally jealous of good dictator brother.
Cool dictator brother, right.
How about that? Fat playboy son.
Wow.
That's the beauty of being a son of a tyrant, is that you can be fat and a playboy.
Yep.
At the same time, you can get chicks all the time, even though you're fat.
Yeah, he's ridiculously wealthy, and he has no job, and he just spends his time jetting all over the world, you know, banging chicks. His name is Chad Kim Jong-nam, and he joins us, the man who will not be leading the North Korean people, but he is on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Chad, hello.
Hello. Hey, Rhonda, how you go?
We go well.
It's good to hear.
It's very loud where you are. What's going on? Is that a party?
I've been clubbing. Our clubbing make it rain.
Yeah.
The ladies love me.
I'll bet they love you because you have a lot of money.
No, they love me because I'm so handsome.
Well,
they love my personality.
The picture I'm looking at makes you look like you're about 300 plus.
Yes, but it's all muscle.
Sure.
Yeah. You have been telling people, and you are quoted in a new book coming out this week, that your younger brother is going to fail. He will be a terrible leader for your country. How come?
Because he's a stupid head. He don't know how to be dictator.
He's a stupid head.
Yeah.
And you,
I'd be better dictator.
You want to take over when he fails?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm the older brother.
Well, you might want to...
I was stepped over. It ain't the way I wanted it. I can handle things. I'm smart.
Right.
I'm not like everybody says, like dumb. I'm smart. I want respect.
Right. Maybe a little bit...
That's what Fredo said in Godfather.
I see. Should we have gotten that reference? I'm sorry, Chad.
First of all, my name's not Chad.
I thought it was Chad. Isn't it?
No, Chad is what you call like a broham or like.
Oh, I see.
Chad is a kind of person. Like, oh, look at that Chad over there in the bar, all dressed up, looking like he's something.
Oh, Chad's with the new bros. I got you.
Yeah,
now. Okay,
that's
so
exactly right. Yeah,
you are Kim Jong Nam then, and your younger brother who is running things is Kim Jong Un.
Oh, God damn! This is a hard bit to get through.
It really is. Yes.
You guys, you gotta read more.
I'm a stupid
fat playboy. I know more what's going on than you do.
Well, you should.
I was unfamiliar with the term. I'm sorry. Okay, so what's the problem with your brother? You think he's going to fail? He has no vision? How would you do a better job?
First of all, he doesn't know how to be mean.
Right.
Which you got me to be dictator.
Okay.
He don't know how to torture.
Well,
that's an important skill to have.
I guess.
Like me, I'm a killer.
You're a killer?
Yeah. I slay the ladies on the dance floor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm a torturer.
You're a torturer?
Oh, no.
I beat up all the ladies from the inside.
Nope.
Oh, no.
No.
That is not sexy.
Yeah. And I like to waterboard the ladies.
Oh, see,
you know what I'm
uh-oh.
Saying?
Uh-oh.
I make it rain on them and they think they're drowning.
Yeah.
Okay.
With dollar bills.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Maybe you should
more
take over.
I should.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it'd be so much more fun country if I was leader.
No, I agree.
Every Friday would be... It'd be Macarena Friday.
Macarena Friday.
Everybody has to dance Macarena.
Oh, that's
very,
a fresh idea.
Very timely. Yeah.
Oh, that's a fun dance.
Well, you got some good ideas there, Chad. I hope it works out for
Stop
you.
Don't call me Chad.
Yeah, whatever your name is. We don't
Learn
care.
Some one thing. Learn one thing.
Ready, Will. I'll flow on.
All right.
Don't you worry, Will. I'll flow on.
All right.
Flow on.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:43.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and then the beautiful Kate Beckinsale will join us here on the show. First, though.
By the way, before you get to that, first, though.
Yeah.
You know, I have my series running this week because there's two movies coming out Friday of Women Who Kick Ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Ass-Kicking Women, my list of my favorite.
I like it.
Ass-Kicking Women. Today is Kate Beckinsale, of course, because she's on the show. And
photo gallery?
The biggest photo gallery I've ever made. And videos and videos and videos and videos. She is unbelievable, that woman.
This is your tribute to her.
So go to kevinmead.com or krock.com and you can see all of that.
It's very tough to get Kevin to be motivated to do something for the show. Until it comes to hot chicks, and then all of a sudden you've got all the time and every resource possible available to you to get those posts.
I have done some good series.
You certainly have. You did Best Natural Breasts, if I remember. Yep. You've done some really good ones.
Hottest women on TV this fall.
Yeah.
And it always does seem to come down to that. Let's talk about email. We were talking about, to a guy who got pulled over for speeding or something else, and he told the cop immediately that he had drugs in his butt.
Yeah, the police officer smelled marijuana and said, "Do you have anything in the car?" He's like, "It's in my butt." And then went on to add, "And I have more drugs at home." So he got arrested for all of it. The guy was just a dumbass.
This comes from a listener. I'm a police officer here in Southern California. Regarding the guy that admitted that he had drugs in his butt, there's no way a police officer would find them on just a normal traffic stop. Even if the smell is there, we have no legal reason to check a person's butt.
That's what we were saying, is we thought the Fourth Amendment would protect you from them ever finding it, so why volunteer that information? The guy just, it didn't make any sense to us.
I think I'm with Lisa. I honestly think the best defense is that there's nobody that wants to do that.
No, God, no.
You're right.
So just keep on sticking it up your butt. That's what we're saying today.
If you take anything away from today's show, it's Kevin's advice to keep sticking it up your butt,
right?
Whatever it is. We continue to get emails. This topic must have really struck a nerve with our listeners last week. We were talking about things that you found out late in life, things that you should have known your whole life but didn't until recently. Listen to this. I got two for you. Suzanne says, "This literally just happened." She wrote last night, "I saw a flame in my gas heater, which I thought was fire. I proceeded to snatch my dog, my purse, and run out the front door thinking that my apartment was about to blow up. I called 911, and shortly the Long Beach Fire Department arrived, only to tell me that the fire I saw was the pilot light."
Yeah!
I had never seen a pilot light before. I had no idea what it was. I feel like a complete idiot. I can now contribute to the ridiculous emergency calls that I've always made fun of. I guess this runs in my family, Kevin Abeen. My 28-year-old sister just found out that Rhode Island is not in New York. That the saying is play it by ear and not play it by year, which she had been saying her whole life. Love the show, Suzanne. Here's another one from our listener David in Burbank. "Last year I was walking down the street with a friend and I saw one of those cop cars with the dogs in it. I also saw the sign canine on the side and I said, haha, that sounds like canine. Oh, wait a minute. K9, the letter K, number 9, sounds just like canine. I had no idea that they were one and the same. My friend was shocked because she had also never put two and two together."
Wow. That's the way to do. Surround yourself with people that are as dumb as you are.
I mean, I thought that was fairly obvious. That's what the K9 was a reference to, is those are police officers with dogs. But it's likely there's somebody listening who's just learning that information even right now on the show.
And this is my last one. We were talking about embarrassing ways you hurt yourself. Not me, this one begins, but my cousin, which always means it's him, by the way. Dropping a deuce. And was on it for a really long time. His leg fell asleep, and he didn't realize it. So when he stood up, he fell and sprained his ankle. That's Ben. And then when my son was 15, he was at a friend's house in the bathroom. His friends were outside the window on the roof. He stood up on one of those porcelain tiled soap dish holders with a handle to look out the window. Handle broke. He came down, tore open his scrotum through his jeans.
Whoa.
Over 250 stitches.
Oh, no.
250 stitches?
Yes.
That's maybe the most stitches I've ever heard of anyone getting ever.
It had to be a complete scrotum of stitches. Right?
Oh,
there's no skin. It's just stitches.
Oh.
By the way, first of all, scrotum of stitches is playing Coachella this year, so I'm very excited about that. Second of all, that's a crazy story.
Isn't that crazy?
And I'll end with this one. Dear Kevin and Bean, this is in reference to the topic we did about people who accidentally walked in on a parent or their parents having sex. I'm a podcast listener. This is JD writing it. I've never told anyone this before, but I've decided that you guys are the ones I will tell. In fourth grade, I stumbled upon my father's porn stash, and I decided to show off to the guys at school because they didn't believe me. I grabbed a random one of the videotapes.
Oh.
I popped it into the VCR, and it turned out to be a sex tape that my parents had made. you're standing there with your friends. You're in fourth grade. How old are you in fourth grade? You've got to be like what?
I don't know, like
11 or something?
10 or 11, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you're
God.
Standing there with your friends, and there's your naked parents. I've been scarred ever since. I've never even seen my parents the same way again. Maybe I need to ask Dr. Drew if that's the reason why I grew up to be such a man whore. That is JD. You can write to any of us here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Quick break. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up. Less than an hour from right now, Dave Hester from Storage Wars here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Nope.
Ralph, are you ready for him?
Nope.
Is that what you're going to say to him the whole time he's on the phone?
Yep.
Anyway, he's joining us also, Kate Beckinsale and the Wheel-O Bad Animal Voices, if we can get that one by Ralph.
Why did you rush over Kate Beckinsale? Come on now.
Kate, first let time that, for the let that linger. Let that roll around your mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
Kate first time for the show is Bean.
Beckinsale.
Maybe Bean's not the one. Maybe it's you. That's fine. I'd like to not hear that noise, however.
Did go a She's little too far.
Did you see Southland last night?
Taped it.
Leave your job now.
I taped
go home
it.
And watch it. I don't. Then go watch it now.
All right. I'm
now.
Well, I'm not before I talk to Kate Beckinsale.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Episode. Maybe
so,
best
so
episode
good?
Ever. And that series has had a ton of great episodes.
Well, that's tough when you are expecting great things for it to actually exceed those expectations.
This episode, everything you thought you knew, everything you thought you saw coming, they just surprised you at every turn.
Fantastic.
Remarkable kickoff for the new season of Southland. I was very, very impressed. The reason I think about it is because we've got a lot of new shows. Some our favorite shows coming back with new episodes, like White Collar last night also debuted. Justified debuted last night. Tonight, American Idol returns. American Idol returns.
With not its, interested.
11th season.
Wow. What's your level of excitement for American Idol returning?
Well, the first couple weeks, I'm very excited because that's when we get the best of the worst.
Not interested.
Well, I agree.
Is always the most entertaining part of that show.
The worst ones, we are going to need someone to bring in some highlights. I won't watch.
You get that, and then you have to slog through the endless audition, the pairing off and the group audition. And
the Hollywood rounds,
Hell Week, and rah, 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 and then it gets interesting again towards the end for me when I see the final competitors. But.
So refresh my memory, because it's been a while. Is it still Steven Tyler?
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson.
Those are still my judges?
They are your judges.
Okay, all right.
And with the occasional guest judge thrown in, and then, of course, you have the delicious, talented, and lovely Ryan Seacrest as your host.
Oh, that's right, I'm wondering what the ratings will do since, now there's The Voice and now there's The X Factor, and they're both very, very popular shows. It feels like American Idol hasn't been gone that long because there's still been singing competitions on the TV all the time.
Yeah, this is, and there will be competing shows while it's on. You get The Voice starting up again in a month.
Right.
X Factor's still on, by the way. That ends in a month.
X Factor's still on?
Yeah, Idol's going to air on Wednesdays and Thursdays, while X Factor will air on Mondays. That's just too many singing competitions.
Yeah, really that's a lot of singing,
So, we'll see what happens. But if you want to watch the bad stuff, which is my favorite part, I just thought I'd give you a heads up, and you can check it out tonight.
Little. Gloria, you're always on the run now.
Till tomorrow, I'll be holding you tight.
Even if I don't sing, I can be the next American Idol.
Right. Nope.
Even if I don't sing.
Birthday girl Betty White, celebrating
her
90th birthday. No.
Oh.
Apparently, she's walking away from her hit series Hot in Cleveland.
Because she's not hot?
This, according to the National Enquirer, can't handle the workload any longer at the tender age of 90.
What a wuss.
And her co-stars apparently are getting tired of having their schedules turned upside down because they try to accommodate their geriatric co-star.
She does sleep 21 hours a day, so.
She's not a koala bear, Kevin.
Betty says she doesn't blame them and plans to leave the show at the end of the season and spend time pursuing her true passion, directing snuff films.
Really?
Yeah. Is that what she said?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, she said helping animals, but you know what that means.
You have to read between the lines.
Oh, by the way, see her on the cover of Zoo View magazine this month?
Who gets Zoo View magazine?
Oh, Betty. She's all wrapped in a snake.
Oh,
she looking good?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, she's got her tongue out, licking the snake's head. Well, maybe not. But she does have a boa constrictor wrapped around her. She may be in trouble. Somebody might want to stop by her apartment and see what's going on.
No way.
Not ever.
I don't know why you hate Betty White so much, Kevin. Because, look, I know you're tired of her because she's been on your TV a lot in the last few years. But she is incredibly talented, incredibly sweet, very nice. And she looks amazing for 90. When you see her, if you didn't know, wouldn't you think she was like 70?
Yeah, but how?
It's incredible.
Okay, but so what?
Kevin doesn't have that category. Kevin doesn't have the looking good for 90 category.
So she looks good for 90? Yeah, what kind of category
is
that?
I'm more impressed by how sharp she is and how clever she is. You see her interviewed on a talk show. She is a funny, still very witty person.
That's what it is Kevin sees his faculties compared to 90-year-old Betty White's faculties, and he does not compare favorably.
Oh, I hate her. It's like Lex Luthor looking at Superman. It's everything I want to be, and I can't be it.
How dare you both.
And while we're talking about animals, good news. The honey badger.
Oh, I love the honey badger. He don't care.
Honey badger don't care. Randall, the narrator of the Honey Badger viral video.
Right.
They're making an animated series based on Randall. It will be called Honey Badger U, where he will be a professor at a school giving lectures about, animals and other subjects.
I hope that they let them ad-lib,
that's what they're going to do, apparently. Then they will animate
like that's
to
why
that.
It was so good.
He'll play a professor who thinks he knows more than he really does.
Sweet.
And a lot of lectures like he gives to the honey badger in that video, which is very funny. Honey badger don't care.
Ooh, look at that. Snake. He's eating a snake. Love that video.
We still on?
Yeah, we're still on. Today's celebrity birthdays. It's comedian Dave Attell is 47 years old today. Rapper DJ Quick celebrates his 42nd birthday. Jay Chou, who played Cato in The Green Hornet with Seth Rogen, is 33 years old today. Actor Jason Segel, another co-star of Seth Rogen's, 32 years old today. And corn singer Jonathan Davis is 41 years old today.
Yeah. Pretty good, right?
John's lost it, I think, in recent years. He used to sound
Where's the outrage
better.
There?
Yeah, where is the outrage? That's what I want to know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You go ahead and talk about whatever it is you're talking about. I'm looking at the Kate Beckinsale photo gallery at krock.com right now.
So. Yeah. I put a lot of work in heart.
You
into
sure
that
did.
One, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. You sure did.
A lot of photos of Kate Beckinsale.
Well, we're hoping to talk to her in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin Amin Show. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
That's what I'm talking about. Here are the categories. Irwin, the formerly paralyzed kangaroo.
Oh, that's such a sad story. I hope we can talk to Irwin.
Cat with two faces. Mm-hmm. Olay, the dog that survived an avalanche. The surfing goat. The badass super soldier ants. Boo, the cutest dog in the world. I'll quit if it lands on that.
Oh, I love Boo. I love Boo.
The albino cyclops shark and the Indian scalping leopard.
Wow.
What happened to Kittler? Did we take Kittler, the cat that looks like Hitler, off the wheel?
I think we did.
Because I think after a while, if it doesn't land on it, they just they go to a different category.
Yeah, we gave up on that. So let's spin the wheel, shall we?
It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Where do you think it's going to land?
Don't know.
It's going to be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices.
All right, let's spin that wheel and find out which story we're going to call to find out more information about. Which one is it today?
The surfing goat.
Yeah!
The surfing goat. This is a California Wheel of Bad
That's
Animal
right.
Voices story. Grover Beach is where it is. And, I've had a goat, by the way. This is Bean speaking. Goats are terrible pets. Don't ever
are
get
they?
A goat. I've always said in my next life, more sheep, fewer goats, because goats are horrible pets.
But they surf well.
Apparently, this guy, Dana McGregor, loves his little pet nanny goat, named Goatee, by the way, or Goatee,
yeah.
Depending on how you want to
Not
pronounce
much
it.
Of a name.
And he has taught his goat how to surf, and apparently it has become an internet sensation. The video hit YouTube and then hit the Today Show, and the next thing you know, it's on every channel all the time, always. They put this goat on a surfboard, and he surfs. That's what Goatee does.
I believe we have Goatee on the phone as well.
All right.
Goatee?
Everybody's talking about the goat.
Look.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Goatee, I know that what goats would rather do is eat and poop. How on earth did your owner talk you into getting out on a surfboard?
Well, he said, look, dude, there's some glassy sets out there. So once we get past the ankle slappers, man, they will get out there and get some gnarly waves, dude. And I said, shrouded.
So it sounds like you're actually having fun. It just seems like something that wouldn't be entertaining for an animal with hooves to be standing on a surfboard on waves.
Yeah, man. It's a surprise to me, too, how much I love it. But, you know, it helps that we get a little stoned before we do it.
I was going to say, you sound a little baked. Is that a morning ritual?
Yeah, a little wake and bake, then we take our longboards down to the beach, man, and it's the best way I know to commune with nature, other than, like, eating a can.
Right.
Which is really cool, too, especially if that can has pot in it.
So, Goatee, what's it been like for you to become suddenly famous? Apparently you have quite the fan club all around the world after seeing these YouTube videos.
Hold on. Uh-oh.
This seems dangerous.
Oh, man, that is gnarly. It's great, man. I got a lot of fans, and I get a lot of sex. What am I, a boy or a girl goat?
I think you're a girl. I think you're a nanny goat.
I get a lot of dudes banging me.
So you didn't read the article either.
No, I hate this bit, man.
It's funny you would ask us, though, what sex you are.
Well, you know, I'm so stoned, I don't know whether I'm a boy or a girl.
Right.
And it's hard to look between my legs.
Yeah, it's
because I'm
can
surfing.
Understand.
Right. And you want to keep your eye on the horizon.
Sure, I hear you.
Right.
Because I'm hanging too.
Right. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:23. A little bit later on this morning, we're going to make a phone call. I don't know how well it's going to go.
Yeah.
Because Omar, who's a big part of the show and a DJ in his own right, loves Coachella. And his wife's supposed to give birth, you know, a couple of weeks before. And
that's DJ Omar Khan.
That doesn't work.
Well, I think that's an easy choice, though. I mean, I think if you've got, on the one hand, you've got your wife over here having a baby. The other hand, you got the Coachella. You go with Coachella.
Right.
Your
that's
wife
can
have plenty of babies, but there's never going to be this Coachella light up.
Do you
that's my point.
Want Omar to be able to go home at any time after Coachella, or you
think
not? You think he just can just go get?
We're going to call
place?
Her. We're going to call her later today.
Yeah.
And we're going to try and let her know what the situation is. And I think once she understands the situation, she'd be willing to put that off for.
So you think she doesn't understand?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. Lisa, I don't know Coachella. Anything about. I don't know anything about girl things, but aren't there things that a woman can do to either make a baby come sooner or to make a baby come later? It seems like you have some control over that.
Yeah, you could schedule a C-section.
okay, so schedule.
Perfect.
So you could
done.
Undergo
schedule it for the 16th
and dangerous surgery.
Oh, come on. It's not unnecessary. It's necessary because Omar needs to go to Coachella.
Excuse me, Radiohead, Lisa. What part of Coachella are you not getting? Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Come on.
All the DJs he wants to listen to.
Come on. It makes perfect sense. She'll understand.
I'm sure she will.
Are we missing something?
And you guys are so good at persuading.
We are. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyway, that's coming up on the show. Dave Hester in minutes from Storage Wars, happening here on the Kevin Bean Show. Too funny man Rob Delaney. We're waiting for Kate Beckinsale. We should have her in a minute. And don't forget the K-Rock World Tour 2012 Destination Number 3 just announced this week. Blink 182 in Berlin, Germany. We got a chance for you coming up before the end of the show to win the complete Blink 182 CD catalog. And then you are eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Monday to put you on the standby boarding list to go to Germany. They make a lot of good stuff over in Germany.
They do.
And you can see Blink 182 in Berlin, which apparently is one of the world's great cities. I've never been there, but that's what you're going to get. All right. Ask the King. What's going on? Are we talking to Kate? What's happening here?
Hey, King, what's going on? By the way, I'll wait all morning, just for the record.
You've rarely been as excited about a guest as you are about Kate Beckinsale.
Should be dialing us up at any moment. Yeah, well, it's Kate Beckinsale.
I know. She is one of the world's most beautiful women. She currently can be seen in America's number one movie, Contraband. She will also be seen in this coming weekend's number one movie, Underworld, The Awakening. She's going to bump herself out of the top spot at the box office. That's what's going on with Kate Beckinsale
right
now.
The fourth Underworld. Mm-hmm. She's been in this, the third one, because the other one was a prequel. Well, there's one of them that's a prequel. And she's a death dealer. Awesome. So that's why I have my ass-kicking post up at krock.com, kevinandbean.com, if you want to go there. There's some pictures from the movie, some screen caps and stuff like that. Nice. There are other pictures and videos, like when she was voted the sexiest woman alive.
Did you just pull all this off your home computer? It was already there, right?
Yeah.
This took you all 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty, what I figured.
Pretty much. It's a little freaky, but if you'd like to see, you can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com. You can check it out.
Okay.
Oh, this hurts me. This is killing me. Oh, there's the phone call. Okay.
I see movement.
I see movement. That's what she said. All right. Dave's on the phone on the other line.
And you know how Dave is. Oh, hi, Kate. It's me, Dave. How have you been?
He calls her Kat, first of all. She has to figure out what he's talking about. It's me, Dave.
It's not my fault.
Not my fault.
Why don't you play Miss Beckinsale's appearance at the Golden Globes as we prepare to go to her here on the show? Because that was one of the, that was maybe the funniest moment of the whole night.
Please welcome the star of the upcoming film Underworld, Kate Beckinsale, and the producer and co-star of 50-50, Seth Rogen.
Hello, I'm Seth Rogen, and I am currently trying to conceal a massive erection.
How nice.
In this next category, we have four women who have been here many times before, and one newcomer.
Here are the nominees for Best Actress in a Motion Picture Comedy or Musical.
Yeah,
that was tough sledding for Kate. She joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
That could not have been on the prompter. Am I correct? I mean, that was Seth kind of going off script.
It was quite a surprise.
Yeah,
he was making me laugh.
It's so funny to watch you because you genuinely laughed. It wasn't one of those phony, hey, let's pretend we've got a gag and we're presenting an award. I mean, you genuinely cracked up, and then you kept cracking up when you were trying to read your part, which just must, I mean, that's a bizarre feeling when you're standing on stage and you're laughing so hard you can't read your lines, right?
Well, it was very funny because we'd gone in the day before. Everybody had gone in, and you do a kind of quick rehearsal just to make sure you know where the end of the stage is and you don't fall off, things like that.
So, right.
We'd gone into it, and Seth and I were going, it's a bit boring what we've got to say, isn't it? You know, and I said, well, you're funny. You should, you know, if you think of something, you should tell me. I'll, you know, we'll do it.
So you just said, hey, wing it.
I haven't really thought of anything, and, you know, maybe it's best if we just do it boring and, you know, get in and out. And I was like, okay, I guess so then.
Yeah.
Designed to set you up. A bit boring, and then that really caught me off guard.
Well, thank God that you guys were there to do that, because it seemed like virtually everybody else on the show that night decided to play it boring. So that was a rare moment of levity. So well done.
Well, I can take no credit for that because I had absolutely decided to play it boring. So that's all down to Seth and his erection.
By the way, Seth's Erection is a good band name.
Yeah, I think they're playing Coachella too. Kate Beckinsale on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're lucky enough that we get to talk to her every time there's an Underworld movie. You can go to krock.com and see a lot about the film, which is opening everywhere Friday, including, I think, a very painstaking gallery that Kevin spent thousands of hours putting together. Kevin, how many Kate Beckinsale photos do you have that you put into this post?
I don't know, like 40, something like that. I try to be thorough. That's all.
Yes.
It's about the job. It's about the work. It has nothing to do with the fact that Kate Beckinsale is the sexiest woman alive.
No kidding. Now, I know that Underworld holds a special place in your heart, Kate. You've always talked about how it was the big one for you. It was a real career changer for you. And you don't have any problems going back to it because they managed to do something new and fresh with every movie that you make like this, right?
I mean, so far, yes. And that's the thing. I it's quite weird, I think, for an actor to find, you know, to play a part more than one, you know, for me anyway. And certainly three times seems an awful lot. But I suppose the nice thing is, especially because with this particular character, the first movie, she's so completely sort of held in and, you know, repressed, and it's a bit like a machine. So we've had an opportunity during, you know, the course of three movies to sort of open her up a bit and put her under all sorts of different stresses and different situations. So, you know, as an actor, I get, you know, to kind of sort of expose her a little bit more emotionally.
Now, this is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, in the first three, the humans are kind of not aware of the fact that the vampires and werewolves are fighting, and in this particular one, it turns out the humans are aware of that.
Right, and so Underworld, we, you know, was a really good title, and then by the fourth one, we can't just call it World. That sounds silly.
Sure.
So you can say title even if it's not really under anymore.
Sure, of course.
Yeah. Having made these movies before, you've got to be – are you more comfortable with how much action there is and how much of a badass you have to be? Or is it still something that runs completely counter to Kate Beckinsale, the real person?
It's quite opposite. I have to say, you know, certainly it's been a little bit of a while since the second movie. I think 6 years or something. So I haven't really been doing much of that stuff. And we didn't have all that much time to get ready, because I was shooting a movie for Constance, which is out at the moment, right before. So I did arrive at set and think, oh my goodness, there's so much more action in this one than even the last one. It's very, very action-packed.
Well, you let yourself go, too, Kate. Let's face it. You've looked terrible between the Underworld movies. I think you gained, like, 8 ounces sitting around being flabby.
Well, it's a bit of a pressure, isn't it? Because vampires aren't really supposed to age or gain weight or do anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I sort of like to tell myself that, obviously, I start the movie in a bit of a cryogenic sleep, and I think, you know, that can put a few years on you.
Sure. Of course.
Well, they're telling us that we're out of time. This is ridiculous how little time we've had with you, considering how much we've been looking forward to talking to you. But Underworld Awakening opens up everywhere this Friday. So you got two different Kate Beckinsale movies to go see at the movies this weekend. So glad you got a chance to come on. Welcome back. I hope we can talk to you again soon.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Funny man Rob Delaney joins us next half hour here on the Kevin Bean Show. Ralph's got the showbiz beat coming up here, too, on the world famous K-Rock. First, let's talk Storage Wars.
When storage units are abandoned, the treasures within,
this is do or die,
are put up for auction.
400.
Five.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we love this show so much. Tuesday nights at 10 and 10:30 on A&E, the villain of the piece. Is that overstating it, Ralph, or is Dave Hester the bad man on the show?
Dave's the bad guy. There's no way around it.
All right. He is the bad guy, and he joins us on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Follow Dave on at Dave the Mogul. Mr. Hester, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah.
There he is.
Wait a minute. Your name on Twitter is Dave the Mogul?
Yeah.
We promise. The storage warrior. He's the big Mahop.
Sure.
Right. He's the storage warrior. By the way, this really is the real Dave Hester of the phone. People think it's Ralph doing the wacky yup bit, but no. In fact, Dave is actually here.
Yeah.
Now, Ralph, as Dave has been tweeting over the last 24 hours, he has been anticipating this interview because he knows that you have it out in particular for him as a longtime Storage Wars fan. So what's the problem? How can we bring you two kids together?
What's the beef?
Dave, I just don't understand why you behave the...
All right, let me just cut in here and say, is that all you're going to say?
You must be Daryl's fan.
I'm not a Daryl fan. I'm not necessarily even against you, because I think you're very good at what you do, obviously. And I enjoy Daryl, and I like Barry on the show, and Brandy and Jared. I like all the people who do what you do. But it seems like you go out of your way to really be, for lack of a better word, a dick to these people, Dave.
Well, you know, the reality of this business is it's a no-friends business. It's almost like a poker tournament, you know. Yeah, you have respect for some of the people, but ultimately, if the big guys fall out, that just makes your day. And at the end, you want to be the last man standing.
But it seems to me that with your money and the way that you bid, you could take these units just as well without being so...
What does he do that...
aggressive and sort of agitating about it?
Well, you know, if you go anywhere in America, there's going to be people like me in this business. You got cliques, you got beginners, you got heavy hitters, you got guys that have paid their dues. And the name of this game is to eliminate any competition, get rid of your new guys, don't let the middle section guys grow, and you know, keep your strength amongst yourself, you know.
So this is psychological warfare on your behalf. You really like to get under their skin.
Oh, big time. You want them flustered, you want them pissed off, you want them not thinking right, you want them making mistakes, you want them losing money.
Now, they probably wouldn't do it because they hate you, but are you the kind of guy who, if it's not a competitive situation for work, you could then, you know, turn it off and go to a bar and you could be friends with these people?
Well, not really, because I don't care for a lot of them personally. Some of them I can.
Is there anybody in the show you do sort of like, you know, outside of the competitive field that you could get along with?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, Dan and Laura, the salt of the earth, they're just great people. I've known them for 25 years. Barry is sex for guys like that. And Brandy and Jared, I think that they just lack a lot of education, and they've got a long ways to go. And and they're a little bit cocky for where they're at in this time of their career.
Now, on last night's show, you showed up with a fleet of your Dave Hester Auction trucks. What was the mentality behind that? What was the reason?
Intimidation.
That's what I thought.
And it worked out perfect. Daryl came up with that cocky attitude to send me home empty, and I ended up making a good profit on those motorcycles, and he ended up losing his ass.
There's a clip from that where you show up with the trucks.
That just happened right now?
That's called a little penis.
I brought my whole fleet as a show of strength. Yeah, I'm making a statement. Amateurs, go home or lose your money.
It would be nice for him to drive away with those trucks empty. That would be the ultimate.
Yeah, it didn't happen, apparently.
I'll take to your credit, Dave, you don't care what people think about you when you show up to do your job. That's for sure.
Not at all. They don't pay my bills, and I'm not concerned about what they have to say.
How do people on the street treat you that watch this show?
You know what? I mean, honestly, through the internet and stuff, I get a lot of death threats, assault threats.
Jeez.
People want to burn my buildings down. They want to knock my teeth out. But I've never met anybody on the street that has been rude to me in regards to this show.
Yeah, people get very brave behind the anonymity of the internet. But in person, you're right. They're cowards. How this is the voice of Dave Hester from Storage Wars on A&E Tuesday nights here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's the yup guy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about YUUP. Where did that come from, Dave? And how have you turned that into another moneymaker for you?
Well, it's actually three U's. It's YUUUP, and that's just a strategy of bidding that I've used forever. Before the show, you know, I'm a licensed auctioneer and have been for 20 years. And I've started out as a bid caller for big auction houses. And, you know, basically what happens is an auctioneer is up on the auction block. You may have 500 people in your audience, and it's loud. So you want the auctioneer to hear you. So as you recognize the bid, you just go, yep, yep. And that kind of turned into my bidding strategy years ago, and it caught on the TV.
Yeah, now it certainly is a catchphrase. What's going on with the store, your consignment store and your auction house? I mean, how's business these days?
Well, right now we're getting ready to expand into a big 50,000-square-foot building in Orange County. So we're in the process of remodeling and relocating right now, and kind of off, you know, we're in between filming.
Right.
And right now I'm just working on some educational products that will be coming out so that I can teach the entire country and the world how to access information in regards to auctions and teach them the business.
But you're not going to help people beat you at this.
You want people out of the business. You don't want people in the business.
Well, you know, originally when I got into this business, I wanted to educate and teach people my life story and teach them how this business is done. And we've kind of already, I would say, kind of stepped on our feet as far as opening the door and showing our secrets. So now it's time to actually educate the entire country and get them out there to make a living. And, you know, we're some of the hardest working people out there. A lot of people want to be dogmatic and say, hey, you know, you guys are taking advantage of people in their worst time of their lives. And people have to understand these storage auctions have been taking place since the 1960s. They're no different than Bank of America. If you don't pay your mortgage, you know, they sell your house. You don't make your car payment, your car gets sold. You don't pay your storage, your stuff gets sold. But this is honest, hardworking people that come out 7 days a week. We're not on unemployment. We're not on welfare. You know, we're out there trying to make an honest living. And if people want to do that, you know, they should be able to do that and have the right education to do it.
Honest, hardworking people, which you are a dick to. Is that correct?
Exactly. You know, with that said, you still have to, when you walk in the gates, it's business. So then, you know, now you meet the lion.
Yeah.
Dave, there's been some rumors that you may not be on the next season, that the contracts are still under negotiation. Is that true?
Well, I can't really comment on that.
Oh, all right. Well,
how do you think it would be without me?
It wouldn't be nearly as fun, that's for sure. You are the man we love to hate while we watch it.
That is true. And, Ralph, since we're out of time, do you have new respect for Mr. Hester now that we've had a chance to talk to him and hear from his own mouth what's going on?
Nope.
Thanks, Dave. Storage Wars airs Tuesday nights at A&E. We don't bring the funny very often here on the Kevin Bean Show, but we do occasionally invite hilarious people to join us for that reason. And comedian Rob Delaney will be here right after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
What?
Oh, Ralph, you sound sad. What's
Don't
up?
Don't be bummed.
I'm just... What? Dave Hester makes me upset.
Oh, he does.
He just gets under my skin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, you told him how you feel. I mean, at least he knows. At least he's aware.
I don't think I broke through. I don't think I really got. I think he's a scared little boy inside.
I think he needs
a hug. And I wish I could have gotten through the real Dave Hester.
I liked that Bean asked you at the end of the interview if you now could accept him more, and you're like, no.
Poor Lindsay Lohan.
The girl can't catch a break.
Now what?
Well, first she was at Superior Court yesterday in front of Judge Stephanie Sautner again, and the judge actually was very kind to her. He said, look, you're doing a great job. You've completed all your probation requirements up to this point. You're on schedule. Just keep doing what you're doing. She's got 5 more counseling sessions and 15 more days of community service to do before they all head back to court on February 22nd, so she still has more work ahead of her, but apparently she's toeing the line. So this woman is trying to get her life back together.
Right.
She steps outside the courtroom, and there a man named Thomas A. Green slaps her with another lawsuit.
For what?
This is pretty funny, because this suit won't stand. The guy's a loon, but it was actually kind of funny. He claimed that the two of them agreed to start a dot-com business together.
Yeah.
He says, I'm a former Marine. I discovered a conspiracy about the death of Osama bin Laden. I want $300,000 from Lindsay for engaging in unfair business practices. Also, she works as a high-end prostitute.
And by the way, she's a prostitute.
So Thomas is a little off his nut. But, she, you know, she's got to feel good about herself. She's, you know, doing what she needs to do in the courtroom. She comes out, and then she's got to deal with this lunatic.
Yeah.
She's got stalkers showing up at her front door. I mean, she's had a rough go of it. I'm getting a lot more sympathy for Lindsay these days.
Where's the outrage there?
Good question, Beer Bug. She does attract crazy. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Starting with her mom.
Yeah.
Lindsay, by the way, isn't a shoo-in, apparently, to play the late Elizabeth Taylor in that Lifetime television movie that everyone's been talking about. The producer says he's having conversations with other actresses as well. It was kind of a foregone conclusion that Lindsay was going to play the role, but now it looks like he is casting a wider net, including Megan Fox, talking to Megan Fox about potentially playing Elizabeth Taylor.
And Margaret Cho, I heard also.
What?
Surprised. I didn't see that coming, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Let's not get into the Battle of the Horns.
Yep. P. Diddy's in trouble.
Uh-oh. Now what?
He's having a battle with the Empress Hair Care Company because he used the name Empress for his scent for women over his perfume. He named it Empress.
Okay.
And they say they are Empress Hair Care, and they have the rights to the name Empress when it comes to cosmetics and what have you.
That seems easy enough to prove or disprove,
but
right?
But Empress is the name. It's like a pretty generic term.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think they'd be able to copyright that. But I guess you can copyright anything. So they'll be heading into court. He went ahead and released the perfume back in 2010, and they are suing him for an untold amount of money because, well, he's got money and they don't. And
that's what can do this?
That's all it takes in America anymore.
That's true.
If you have money and I don't have it, I will just sue you and try to take it away from
you. That's correct.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Dave Attell, very, very funny comedian. He is 47 years old today. You ever watch Dave's old porn?
I have not.
Oh, it's hilarious.
That sounds funny.
I think it's called Dave's Old Porn. It's a show on, I believe, Showtime, I want to say. But it's Dave Attell, and he brings on his friends.
Right.
And they sit on a couch, and they watch old porn from the 80s.
Right.
And they sort of mystery science theater it. They talk about what's going on and everything. And sometimes he'll have the stars of the porn will actually come in and sit and say what's going on. It's a very funny series, you know, for adults only, obviously. But I saw one with Bill Burr on the other day.
Oh, no kidding.
Very, very funny.
That's funny.
You want to check it out. DJ Quick is 42 years old today. Jay Chou, who played Kato in the Green Hornet movie, he's 33 years old. Jason Segel turns 32. And corn singer Jonathan Davis. Is 41 years old today. Whew. That is a good impression right there.
Impression, that's
Kevin.
Him.
That's my man, Kevin. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hey, party people, welcome in to the Kevin and Bean Show. Funny man Rob Delaney joins us in studio with a couple of upcoming gigs, including Thursday night at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater and then Friday night at the Hollywood Improv. Listen to this, Kevin, from Rob's Twitter feed last night.
All right.
This is embarrassing, but with Wikipedia down, can any of you tell me where or what a clitoris is? So that's a good use of the internet right there. Rob, that work out for you? Okay, your people come through for you?
They did. Yeah, I figured out where it was. Thank you so much,
Sweet.
Internet.
I had visions when I saw that. I had visions of, hey, honey, hold on for a second. I've got to go search something. I'll be right back. You just wait where you are, and I'll come back.
You know, it's funny. So many people replied to me that I couldn't even read them all. I tried to, and then I was like, oh my God,
it's too much.
Yeah, a lot of people know where it is, which is great. Yeah.
It is
apparently
great.
So. Twitter must be fun for a comedian because you think of funny stuff all the time and you don't have to wait until the weekend when you're on stage. You all of a sudden have a much bigger audience than you would on any stage, right?
Yeah, it's a magnificent tool because if you think of something, you can test it out. And then, you know, if people are like, wow, that was really awful, then you won't try it on stage that night. But if they like it, you're more inclined to. So especially for a lazy comedian who needs gratification, to be able to think of something and get feedback immediately is incredibly useful.
You can do that in your underwear. You can just sit there and do it and then
don't even have to wear underwear.
Well, that's true, I guess, technically.
Last time, why dress up if you're just at home by yourself, Kevin? Come on. Last time we spoke with you was on the phone when you were everywhere talking about how you were going to sue Kim Kardashian for fraud.
Yes.
My question to you is, did you ever hear anything back from their people? Any kind of reaction whatsoever to that? Because it made a lot of noise.
The only thing that leaked to me was, and I don't even know his name, but there's a Jenner kid who did hear about it and thought it was funny and tweeted, ha ha,
that's
funny.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I can't remember his name. So that's nice. But then, yeah, otherwise the lawsuit has so many people responded so positively to it that it's become a class action lawsuit and multiple attorneys representing me. So it's very big. So it's kind of slower moving now, but it's still happening.
Did you see the new controversy with this? Not that I want to spend much time talking about the Kardashians, but did you see the story that broke yesterday that it looks like that they went back and shot stuff like after the marriage broke up with her and Chris Humphries, and
then
edited into the show back when they were still together to make it look like Kim was starting to have concerns about the marriage. They edited stuff into the show.
I absolutely believe that. I mean, with the amount that I learned after the fact, I absolutely believe that.
Just random shots where she's going, I'm not sure about this one.
Yes, they have her in the back of a car with Chris Jenner saying, I don't know, it feels like something's off with my marriage and stuff. And then they edited and, like, the voice doesn't match up to the rest of the scene. I mean, it's, like, so weird.
They're showing her flashcards for toddlers, like, do this emotion.
Huh?
No, this one.
What kind of thing is it that gets your attention, Rob? I mean, Kim Kardashian was something that you were enraged enough about or saw an opportunity to do something with. Are you the type of angry man who sits at home flipping channels just yelling at the screen? Is that you?
No. The funny thing about that is I barely watch TV. I have a few shows that I don't miss, but other than that, I don't flip around. So I never even watched the Kardashians, but you didn't have to. You know, you would see them in the magazines, you'd hear about them on the internet and the news, and it was like, why do I know about these people I don't want to know anything about and I don't seek out? So, no, to answer your question, I'm not an angry person, certainly not. I'm pretty happy, you know. So if something really crawls up my rear end, you know, against my will, you know, if that happens and if I've paid for it, then that's okay. But if out of the blue, you know, somebody is bugging me, then yeah, I'll lash out.
What's your favorite show? What do you love?
Colbert, won't miss it.
Funny as hell.
I mean, that's number one. Louis, when that's on, is amazing.
Oh my God,
funny as hell.
You look at Colbert. This must be interesting for you as a comedian, as a guy who's roughly in the same business as Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear this from other comedians too. You look at it and you go, I could not do that. I could not have that level of commitment and be so great at doing this, essentially this full time character.
Well, he's inspired, you know, like, I mean, I watched him last night and he's, you know, flirting with a presidential run, you know, and there's an element of humor to that. It's certainly funny, but he cares so much about what he does, you know, and like the other show I mentioned, Louis, that too, you know, he writes, shoots, edits, scores it. I mean, so if you're crazy about something, it's easier to do, you know, like people ask me, like, should I do stand up? And I'm like, unless you want to devote your whole life to it, then absolutely not, you know. So those guys...
Is it one of those things where your standard answer to should I do stand-up is a lot harder than you think it is?
I would
maybe not.
Say so. I, you know, and the thing is, I don't even have to say too much. I go crazy because it'll weed them out.
Right.
You know, like, sure, give it a shot, you know, and maybe your inspiration grows. But, yeah, most people, I mean, the odds against success are unbelievable, you know, so you have to really want to do it.
And the beginning failure has to just be brutal.
You have to get beaten savagely and get up again and again and again.
What's
you have to hear the word no.
What's the worst that you've had?
I was just thinking about this morning, and this is disgusting, but it's not profane. So
okay.
I was playing a horrible gig in a horrible town, and I was staying at some guy who didn't know that well's place, and he was like, "Yeah, I can sleep on my roommate's bed." And I was like, "Oh, bed, sweet." And I went to go I laid down on the bed, and as soon as my body weight pressed into the mattress, it released all the pee that his alcoholic roommate had done into it the night before.
Yeah.
And as horrible as that is, you wouldn't have a comedian come through the studio that didn't have a story that awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Because just the early days, you're just staying wherever you can.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And you can't afford a hotel at that point, nope. Right?
And I stayed in a pee straw pile.
But isn't there a pee warning or something that they're supposed
You'd
to give you?
You'd think. I guess it had dried enough that I didn't see it. I mean, it was just awful.
You know, like if somebody dies in a house and they sell it, the realtor has to say, hey, just so you know, someone died.
Yeah, that's
just
why I'm lobbying. If you're a bedwetter, there should be a flag over your home saying adult bedwetter.
I agree.
Rob, how long did it take you? Because I'm fascinated with people who go into your line of work, because it does seem like all the odds are against you to even cut through and make a living. But how long did it take you to get to the point where you felt you were decent?
When that happens, may I come back?
We're not there yet.
No. I mean, here's the deal. You have to have a combination of positive and negative characteristics that you have to have. So you have to think you're funny, even when you're not. So that's confidence plus insanity.
Right.
So I would come off stage, you know, like 5 years ago, be like, yeah, it was pretty good. You know, I would watch that now and be like, oh, it's a shame no one killed him. You know, so it's always in flux, you know, like I've done shows within the last 2 weeks where I've been like, not bad, but. And then other times where I was like, I should get hit by a car. So,
really?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Because
you're probably doing the same material.
Right. It's never the audience's fault. Let me make that clear. It's my fault.
Which is code for it's always the audience's fault.
It's just always the audience's fault. Or, you know, if my wife has said something before the show to set me off, you know, it's them, not me. No, seriously. It's an inability of me to, like, read the room using my, like, performer sonar and see what the room needs, you know, like, joke-wise, content-wise, like, emotional, everything. So you've got to be, like, really attuned. So, you know, I have to make sure that I've be feeling good and exercising and healthy when I go on stage, or I can still bomb.
You're not
certainly.
Too high.
Not too high, yeah.
You have to make sure you're not too high.
did you ever get close to giving up and getting a straight job instead?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, 9 years ago, I switched my mail to my mom's house in Boston from L.A. Right. I figured out the maps, the route I was going to take to drive home in my car that didn't have air, that didn't have heat in the winter, and I was like, I'm leaving. That night, I went and saw a show at the Improv Olympic, and I saw a group called Beer Shark Mice, which is an amazing group of improvisers, and I was like, I can't go back, and I switched my mail back, and I stayed.
Wow.
So, yeah, I just saw these clowns, and I was like, I gotta stay. So yeah, I've almost.
And
quit.
you have outlasted Beer Shark Mice, right? They're no longer around, are they?
I think that they still get together sometimes and do shows, but I'm not sure that with the same regularity that they did.
I heard Mice dropped out. I heard Mice is no longer with us.
Well, Mice was eaten by cats.
He was the weak spot of that group.
This is the voice of Rob Delaney here on the Kevin Abid Show. When we come back, we want to talk about. And I love when you come on to promote things that are completely sold out. By the way, I think that's really a giant FU to the comedy loving audience. Oh, wait till
that's
I tell
a pleasure.
You. Amazing these shows are going to be. Upright Citizens Brigade Theater is going to be Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. And then Friday you're at the Hollywood Improv. We'll talk about both and more with Rob Delaney after this on The Kevin. Thanks for listening to The Kevin Amin Show. Comedian Rob Delaney in studio with us right now. A couple of sold out shows coming up. This Upright Citizens Brigade Theater thing that you're doing with Dave Holmes sounds hilarious, by the way. Not that any of us can go to it. Although I understand that there is, even though it's sold out, there is some sort of a standby deal where people, additional people may be squeezed in.
Yeah, we're fortunate to, we've been doing the show for some time, so it sells out each month. But there's a standby line there, and some number of people will get in. And if you don't get in this month, just come next month. It's every third Thursday. Dave and I have been doing it for a long time.
So come stand in line every third Thursday.
Yeah.
And get
yeah.
turned away.
Even like on Thanksgiving, if we're not doing the show, just come by, you know, feel the warmth,
hang out.
What this is the kind of show that you never know who's going to drop in. What kind of guests have you had at the Upright shows?
Oh man, I mean, you know, a lot of fantastic comedians, you know, like Sarah Silverman, Patton Oswalt, Greg Barrett. I mean, amazing people.
But no names though, right?
No names. But then you know, people like the Pixies have played.
Nice.
Yeah, last time that was amazing. So we I mean, it's always funny, but then we'll have people from, you know, comedians from around the world, really.
And, of course, ethnic dancing is a big part of that show.
Huge part of the show. Yeah, they were like, that's funny. It does say that on the website because I was like, what do we write about the show? We didn't know what it was going to be, so I said it was like a lot of ethnic dancing.
And you lead that. You lead the ethnic dancing, I'm sure.
Yeah, always.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that must be, I mean, that must be so much fun to do a show like that. As a comedian who's used to going out and doing your act, it must be so much fun to interact with other people, sometimes not knowing who they're going to be, not knowing what the topics are going to be. I mean, it's so, it's really like being on the edge, right?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, Dave and I met 10 years ago at the Improv Olympic, and we did many shows together over the years. So he and I have forged a bond, and so we just are very comfortable with each other on stage. So we can go out there with nothing and have a lot of fun and just bring our friends out and
there's
do whatever.
There's got to be like bad crowds. There's got to be a bad crowd every once in a while where you go, wow, this there's no
nothing's working.
There's no one here that has anything interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I try to never blame the crowd. You know, there can be, like, quiet crowds. A bad crowd or a bad crowd member is somebody who talks or distracts.
Oh, I
see. Or, excuse me, has a serious allergic reaction or a fit during a show. That happened when I was hosting Comedy Bang Bang, which is another show at the Upright Citizens Brigade recently.
Right.
And this guy, apparently, we found out after the fact that he'd gotten, like, super dehydrated, but he had, like, a fit of sorts in the middle of the show.
Right.
And I was hosting it, and I had to, like, calm the audience down. There were people who would start to cry because it was scary, and a lot of times
were you
of crying
at him because you thought
I was like, don't you show weakness, you know, because it was a man and I don't stand for that. No, but seriously, I had to like tell people, like, it's okay, it's also okay to cry because this was scary,
right,
which several of you were doing.
All of a sudden you're a psychiatrist.
Then, yeah, I know. And I was like, and it's also okay for us to have fun again because he's okay. And that was like every other comedian backstage was like, I'm really glad I wasn't on stage.
Oh,
and I was like, wish I hadn't been. So.
And then Friday night, it's Boring Old Rob DeLaney stand-up comedy at the Hollywood
Correct.
Club.
Yep,
that one,
just
of course,
me.
Is also sold out.
Yes.
Hey, being 2012 and having a presidential election this year, is that something that you care about or work in your
head at all? Yeah, definitely. I don't talk about it too much in my act. I'll talk about politics on Twitter and stuff just because it's fun. You know, that's when they're giving you such low-hanging fruit, and if you'd like fruit, it's nutritious, you should eat it, i.e. make fun of them. So I do that. But in my act, I don't get too political just because that's not, to me, it's not the funniest thing. I mean, funnier to me is, you know, family interaction between men and women, you know, uncomfortable stuff, sex stuff. I mean, that, you know, personal stuff to me is funnier.
Now you have a 9-month-old.
I do, yeah.
Have you worked that in?
No, my comedy changed very drastically upon his birth. So, yeah.
Because you know that all your filthy stuff is available on YouTube for him when he gets old enough.
Right, so I have to dial up the filth because when he's older, what I do now will look tame. So I have to really, so now I'm just garbage. People are like, are you kidding me? I'm like, no, I want to impress my future teen son. So.
See, that's what I've been talking about. I talk about people that get wedding photos and they have to look their best. And I'm saying, look your worst.
Yeah, totally.
And for the rest of your life, people are looking at you like, hey, you look great.
Literally, that happened to me because my wife and I fell in love. And then I was like, cool, I don't have to do anything anymore. And I literally immediately gained 20 pounds. Then I saw the wedding photographs. We went swimming the day of my wedding. Some friends of mine and I went swimming in a river in North Carolina. And I saw myself and I was like, someone is a fat person and it's me. And my wife was like, yeah. A little bit, and so I then lost weight. So yeah, I look better.
A
now
little
than
bit
I
before
did.
The wedding, or yeah, that was the wedding.
The day of the wedding, yeah. I looked at my body
love
and
it.
I said, I don't like my body. I want
to
be
hope
nice
you
again.
Put the picture up in your house.
Yeah, I blew it up. I tattooed it on the inside of my wife's eyelids. Being like, this is what you could have to deal with.
Because now you look great. Everybody's going to go, you look
thanks.
Great.
But can we notice that he went swimming in a river on the day of his wedding?
I did.
But he was in South Carolina.
North Carolina,
that's my point, too.
We got married at the foot of Cold Mountain in real life.
Really?
Yeah, we really did. That's where my wife is from. She's a hillbilly.
That's
a beautiful hillbilly.
Did you was your first dance song to a banjo?
It honest to God was. It was
a blue,
it was a bluegrass band that included a banjo. Yeah,
I have a no banjo policy. I can't do any music. It was really banjo music. Really, this is the most hip thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, she's straight up Western North Carolina hillbilly. Yeah, absolutely, without question. And
but
she's
hot?
Incredibly
is
hot.
Is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah. No, she's terrifyingly hot. Yeah, and she's got like kind of a deep, raspy voice. She's kind of like if like, I don't know, like Jodie Foster had a younger, hotter sister that played the banjo while you swam in the river being fat.
I have never heard of somebody being terrifyingly hot. hot. That is a strange turn on for me.
She's so hot, it's like, shut up. You want to yell at her face.
Stop being that way. Stop being so hot.
Yes.
Was there any moonshine in her family? I'm not trying to play this stereotype.
Yes, there was moonshine. I'm not kidding. There was moonshine at our wedding, served by a guy in overalls. And after we got married, we came down off the mountain on a tractor. I am dead serious.
Come on.
I know.
It sounds like a bit.
I will bring you the pictures. Honest to God.
All right, let's find out if you tell the truth. Did Larry the cable guy marry you? Tell us the truth.
No.
Did he perform the ceremony?
No, my Uncle Steve, a Yankee from Boston, he married us. So we tried to, forge a bond and heal the wounds between North and South.
Wait, you're from Massachusetts. She's from North Carolina. The families must just eye each other. You couldn't see any of them together, right?
Yeah, there's a knife in a boot, and people are like, you just crossed me one time.
all of your relatives were blue. All of hers were gray.
Correct. Yeah. And then a little reenactment after the fact, but it was a wedding. It was a happy day. So only three people died.
So you're saying, I just want to clarify one thing before we go. You're saying that on your wedding day, you rode down the hill on a
tractor. It was driven. Yeah. It was driven by the moonshine guy in the overalls. And we were in the bucket, which we put a blanket in. It was uncomfortable, but it looked amazing in pictures.
This is fantastic.
I demand to see those pictures.
I demand to see photos.
Never heard anything like this in my entire life.
Yeah, it's
true.
All right.
Follow Rob, and you should, at Rob Delaney, at Rob Delaney, I guess, is all you need to know about that. Yep. By the way, over 300,000 people following you. Is there pressure to not suck when you tweet?
Oh, sure. Yeah, if I do a tweet and it's not funny, I'll delete it.
Hold that right there. Bean, did you hear that?
I heard what he said, yes. Are you saying learn from the experts?
He says if it's not funny, he deletes it.
Here's what I'll say. I'm grateful for all the followers I have. It's wonderful. And I think perhaps I try to be disciplined in that it's like mostly jokes. If you go to my page, it's not a lot of like, I'm not saying like, hey, Kevin, what's going on, man? Or like,
waking up, good morning.
Or you got to try the burritos at Rick's Burritos. Like, people don't want to hear that from me. They want to hear a joke about farts, and that's what they're going
to
get.
You know what's funny is I tried to make a joke, and then I put it out there, and then I had somebody, and then I took it back. I deleted it and rewrote it longer.
Sure.
And then somebody instant messaged me and said, it's much funnier, shorter. Change it back. So I did. So then I deleted it again and put it back up the shorter version.
Oh, I'll make a typo. Like, I would rather have someone see me naked cleaning my dirtiest part than have me make a typo on Twitter.
I'd rather see a typo on Twitter. Did I mind?
But yeah, no, seriously. It's because my embarrassment thing is screwed up. Like, I get embarrassed by the wrong things. And yeah, if I make a typo, I'm like, oh, I'll start to sweat. And then people will be like, gotcha! And I'll be like, yeah.
Well, there's nothing funnier than crowdsourced comedy. That's the one thing I've learned from being on Twitter. All right. Upright Citizens Brigade Theater is sold out, but there is a standby line. That's, again, because it's the third Thursday. That's going to be tomorrow night at 9:30. And then Friday night, look for Rob at the Hollywood Improv, also sold out, and robdelaney.com. Glad you had a chance to come in, man. Good luck with the newborn, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
M83 on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, one of the bands playing Coachella. Which brings us to our next topic.
Yeah. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday. A new Bean's Death Corner on the way in a few minutes to Omar Khan, ladies and gentlemen.
What's happening?
DJ Omar Khan joins us.
DJ Omar Khan.
Omar's going to be a bad dad.
Stop your crying. Omar is not the guy that I would choose to be my father if I were an unborn lined up. I'll tell you that. But after several weeks of very dedicated trying, he did manage to impregnate one. And he's having a baby. Now, when's the baby scheduled to arrive, Hero?
April 11th.
April 11th. And that seems kind of inconvenient because Kevin, April Foolishness is right around that time of year. And of course, this year, Coachella is happening not one, but two weekends. I mean, April is fairly well blocked out for all of us this year.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and help you out here a little bit.
Thank you.
We have your wife, Kazzy, on the phone. Hi, Kazzy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking the time. So April 11th is the, that's the due date, huh?
Yeah, sure is.
Now, are you you firm with that? I mean, you're sticking with that? That's immovable? You're dedicated to that date, April 11th? What's going on?
Well, it's not really my choice. I mean, that's what the doctor told us, we'll see when the baby comes.
All right, let me just toss this out there, just on a different note, unrelated. Are you aware that Coachella is April 13 to 15?
I know. I'm so bummed about it.
Yeah.
I told Omar, don't even discuss it. Don't bring up Coachella. I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
I know. I, you know, when I go, I won't be even bring it up to you.
Right. He's not going to be a dick.
I'll just go and I'll have a good time.
He's not going to be a dick and call you and go, this is a great concert. Yeah,
of course not. You know, I'll just keep the good times to myself.
Right.
Now, when you say you're bummed out about it, you mean bummed out about it because you're going to be way too pregnant to go?
Yeah.
Well,
is that what you meant when you said that?
Or you'll have a
3 day
old.
I want to go to Coachella too. I wish I could be there, but
yeah, but only unfortunately well, only your husband can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes life is unfair, so I'll have a good time.
Okay, Cassie, how about this, Cassie? Just push it. Push it to like the 15th, 16th.
Yeah, just you know, squeeze.
Just hold. What? Hold it.
Yeah. You can do that, right?
Hold it for 4 or 5 days.
We've all been on a car ride where we have 100 miles till we can stop and pee, and we just figure out a way to not go. We just figure out a way to hold it, just to squeeze until we get out of the car. That's all we're asking is just hold it till the 16th.
I don't think I could do that.
I mean, you're not even trying.
She's not.
Sure, you're giving up too easy.
Yeah. This is not the Cassie I know.
Yeah.
I would maybe try to hold it, like, you keep the baby there for me so I can go to Coachella.
See, the problem is if you go to Coachella, now we got to worry about having the baby at Coachella.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, but don't they have helicopters there? They could, like, send one in for me.
That's true.
Or we got the baby on stage.
That's true.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Radiohead playing where Cassie's giving birth.
Screaming in the background.
Here's what I'm saying, though. This isn't the time for you to be selfish. Look, Omar has done his part. As far as I'm concerned, he gave you the mighty seed, okay?
Absolutely. I put a baby in you.
He put a baby in you. What else do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, he performed admirably at the front end of this process. Right. What we're saying is it's your job at the back end of the process to make it go smoothly for everybody. That's all. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, so listen. Even if we do have the baby, he'd probably want to hang out with the baby more than go to Coachella.
Let's discuss that later.
Look, the baby's going to be young for a long time. It doesn't Absolutely. Matter if you miss a few days. Come on.
Listen. For better, for worse, I signed up for that. But I got to go to Coachella. Coachella wasn't in the valves, man.
Coachella is considered better or worse.
Hey, wait a minute.
Omar, who's DJing this year that you're excited about that you really don't want to miss?
Morgan Page is playing. Swedish House Mafia is playing. There's a
Swedish
ton
House
of people.
Mafia.
DJ Shadow is playing. I mean, it's an insane lineup.
They'll be back.
They'll be back the next weekend. You want to hold it 2 weeks?
There we go. We could go both weekends.
Look, Omar is allowing you to have the baby in the middle, okay? I think he's more than meeting you halfway here, Cassie. Holy. Come on.
Just hold it.
We're just saying think of other people than yourself.
I mean, I don't even know when we're going to have the baby. We might just have the baby late April. But still,
okay.
I'm going to need Omar.
This whole baby thing I'm rethinking
I'm
it.
Still need.
Now you're rethinking it?
Yeah, now I'm rethinking it, dude.
You can't rethink it now.
It's getting in the way.
I still need Omar.
He's Wait a minute, there. Though. Hold
Wait,
on a second.
Aren't you going to get like a Medusa or something? She'll be there.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me ask you a question because I think I just heard something that was very terrifying. Even if you have the baby in late April, you're going to need Omar there, which means even if you have the baby after Coachella, he's still not going?
No, I mean, I need
what
him there.
What kind of a selfish,
you see?
Self-centered, narcissistic woman are you?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, you knocked up the wrong lady, Omar.
I know, dude.
Well, we tried.
All right, thanks, guys.
We tried.
I'm still going to Coachella, right, Cass? God damn it!
By the way, tomorrow, 8 o'clock hour, Kevin and Bean Show, Ask a Nudist.
Yeah.
No interest there?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a great break.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't hear much reaction there, but yeah, Ask a Nudist. We'll have people in who talk about how they love to be naked.
Not fat.
Here we go again.
Coughing. What are you talking about? Just coughing.
Kevin, they have an under 35 organization.
You can't 18 people, to 35 nudists.
Right. 18 to 35-year-olds can't be fat. That's been proven.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're just angry because we took away your old card. Usually you like to play that one, old and fat, every time.
Old and fat, right.
Swingers or nudist or anything. You're just bitter because we took away the old cards.
Okay, well, we'll find out. Anyway.
Are they going to be naked in the studio? It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. Why not? Kevin says yesterday.
I'm just trying to get a handle on things, Ralph.
Oh, that's too. That ship.
It's not a handle. It's a penis, Kevin. It's called a penis. All right. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on the Kevin Bean Show for Wednesday. What's going on?
I am against FUPA. I agree with all these websites that are upset. I also do not want FUPA. I don't like anything. Anyone who has FUPA is not someone that I can support or get behind. So I am anti-FUPA as well as Twitter.
Are you talking about SOPA?
I know Google doesn't like FUPA, and Wikipedia is against FUPA, and Twitter is against FUPA, and I am on their side.
I think you might be missing this point.
Listen, Ralph, we brought this in for you because you sound a little confused. It's not FUPA. It's SOPA. Stop online piracy.
I like SOPA in the morning when I go take a shower. I need my SOPA, so I would like SOPA to stick around then. I am pro SOPA.
Play the clip.
Wikipedia, the website, will fade to black for 24 hours starting at midnight. It's a protest by the website's founder to the proposed Stop Online Piracy Act and the Protect Intellectual Property Act. Now, those measures could hold website owners liable if they provide links to downloads of copyrighted material, such as music and movies. Mozilla, WordPress, and TwitPic also plan to go dark.
He's the happiest little newscaster in the world.
He understood none of what he was talking about, by the way. He was just reading it. So the short version of the story is this is a bill that would allow the government, basically, to shut down any website just because somebody says, they don't have to prove it, just because somebody says, hey, they have copyrighted material on it.
Right.
So basically, you can put everybody out of business.
If Google sends a link, if you type in Indiana Jones into Google, and one of those connections is a link to Indiana Jones footage online someplace that Paramount Pictures has not okayed or doesn't get money for, the government can come in and shut them down.
Yeah, not just take that post off, but shut down
Google. The website.
Google.
And also can stop any PayPal payments to go to them, any incoming monies that they get. I mean, all sorts of ramification of what can happen to any offending website in their eyes that has connections to any non-licensed material.
This seems
dangerous. This would be like in the real world. Hey, Kevin, you've got some sketchy friends, so I'm going to arrest you. I mean, that's basically what this thing boils down to. But the bigger problem today, and specifically today, Ralph, the day that they're talking about it in Congress, is what are the kids supposed to do without their Wikipedia?
Right.
I mean, that's the go-to. I mean, it is the second or third most visited website in the world, because anytime you need to know anything about anything, that's where you go.
How are you going
to
do a term paper? How are you going to do a book report? How are you going to cheat your way through high school if you don't have Wikipedia?
I'd like to offer our services. I'd like people to call us with whatever questions that they were going to go to Wikipedia with.
And ask you?
Well, we'll get an expert, hopefully.
Yeah, get someone else.
Hey,
you shouldn't be answering questions.
Hey, Dave, get an expert on everything.
get a genius.
In the next 5 minutes.
Get us a genius that doesn't have FUPA.
Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. If you need to know something and Wikipedia is not available, we're here for you.
They will call in with a question about anything, and we will give them the information behind it.
That's correct.
We will be a live Wikipedia.
Be their Wikipedia,
Because we kind of get spoiled a little bit by, who was that guy that won Survivor that one year? Oh, I'll go to Wikipedia and type in Survivor, and then the whole list comes up of everybody who won. I mean, whatever it is you're looking for, Wikipedia is your answer.
Right.
So we're going to try to fill in the blanks for you today if you've got something on your mind. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls coming up on the Kevin Beach Show.
That's a great public service.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think I can probably handle most of these, but we'll try and get somebody else.
That's a good idea. Let's let you handle them. I would enjoy that segment enormously. I'm looking forward to Kevinpedia. I'm looking forward to that.
I think between, five of us in the room, we should be able to handle most calls, right?
No.
Nope.
Let's get an expert. We'll get an expert. Dave's quick.
You know who the luckiest guy at the Golden Globes was? It wasn't
Seth Rogen,
the guy who didn't watch.
It wasn't the guy who didn't watch. It was not Matt LeBlanc.
Okay.
It wasn't Kelsey Grammer.
Right.
It was a security guard there.
Why?
A 6'5" handsome security guard working the Golden Globes last Sunday night.
Went home with who?
Went home with a potential career.
Oh.
Aaron Sorkin was in attendance.
Uh huh.
Sees this guy across the room, goes up to him and says, "You are perfect for a role in my new project, The Newsroom, the new series that I'm doing."
You're kidding.
No kidding.
"Can I have your name information, please? I'm going to have the casting department give you a call, and we're going to have you in to talk to you about playing a role in my new series."
That's awesome.
Dude's just standing there.
Just got the right look.
Has more traction in television than I've had in an entire career of auditioning.
And this isn't like some sleazy Hollywood producer. This is, Oscar and multiple Emmy winner TV and movie mogul Aaron Sorkin who comes up to him and says, "I want you in my next project."
Just got a hit off of this guy, said, "Yeah, this is the guy for me."
Wow.
Now, I don't know what side of the field Aaron Sorkin plays for. I'm just saying.
I don't either, but...
I'm saying. If it had been Elton John casting him in his new project, I would know what's what. But I'm not sure. Sorkin might actually mean it. So, congratulations.
I believe it's pretty legitimate, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, Creepy Bean. And Zoe Deschanel wants you to know it gets better, but not immediately better.
All right, finally some honesty.
She said when she was a kid, she was different. She was quirky. She was out there, and not all of her classmates appreciated that. And so she got bullied. She got teased. She had a pretty rough go of it in high school. She said it wasn't uncommon for the teenage girls in her class to spit in her face.
Oh.
She used to cry every day, she said. Then she said, well, things will be better once I get into college. Not the case. Apparently, Northwest University was also rough on her. But once she got out of college, then she became America's sweetheart and got her own TV series, and life is good. So, look, it does get better, just not tomorrow.
You might need to have some patience.
Just hang in there, people. That's what we're saying.
How could anyone be anything but in love with little Zoe, though?
I don't know. She's pretty adorable.
She's delightful.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Comedian Dave Attell is 47 years old today. Rapper DJ Quick. I love his chocolate milk, by the way. He does good work.
Tasty.
42 years old today. Jay Chou of the Green Hornet fame. 33 years old today. Jason Segel is 32. And Korn singer Jonathan Davis turns 41 years old. All right. If you're going to call with Wikipedia questions, just don't ask Kevin, can you do a Jonathan Davis impersonation?
Because clearly I can.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
106.7 K-Rock is KRQ. We do have a winner for our Blink-182 giveaway. You get the entire Blink-182 CD catalog. You get a chance. You get in the drawing to go to Berlin, Germany to see the band.
That's awesome.
That's the good Berlin.
So congratulations to Jonathan Taylor from Commerce. If you're still calling about that, we do have a winner. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. But we need to move on to Wikipedia is Dark.
It's a very sad day. Wikipedia, one of the greatest resources on the internet, of course. It's the world's greatest encyclopedia. And Kevin, I know you've always had your doubts about it because you can go in and write whatever you want on Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
But the beautiful thing about it is that other people will then come around and correct you. And it's generally pretty accurate. And people use it all the time. But because of the protests against the bill being discussed in Congress today, the Stop Online Piracy Act, Wikipedia is making a stand by going dark for 24 full hours. So there is no Wikipedia today. So if you've got questions that you would ordinarily go there, we're giving you the opportunity to come to us instead at 1-800-520-1067. Dave is good, man. Dave was able to find us an expert on all things. And Professor Phineas Clutterbuck joins us now on the Kevin DeBean Show. Professor. Wow. Welcome. Thank you for coming on the air on such short notice, sir.
Good morning, Kevin and
Bane.
How are you?
We're very good. How are you, sir?
I'm well. I'm a little surprised to get a phone call out of the blue, don't you know, while I'm working here in the lab.
Well, you sound like a very smart man, and that's exactly what we're looking for, because you may have heard that there is no Wikipedia today for people to use.
No Wikipedia?
Right.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, my goodness.
So, would you be willing, sir, and I'm sure our producer already asked you this, but would you be willing to take a crack at some of the questions our listeners have that they can't use the internet for today?
Of course, because you know I know everything, don't you know?
We do know that. That's why we called you.
So this will be easy for me.
All right.
Bring it
okay.
on.
All right. Well, let's start with Chris. Chris is on line 6, and he joins us on the Kevin DeBean Show for you, Professor. This is exactly the type of thing he might ordinarily go to Wikipedia for. Let's see what he's got. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hi, what's your question?
All right, so I was wondering, what's the plot of the movie Limitless?
Oh, I love that film. Bradley Cooper stars as a guy who loses his arms and his legs. And they go, oh, my God, he's limbless. It's unbelievable.
No,
and he's got to roll around. He sells pencils out of a cup outside of a building.
I don't think maybe you couldn't hear it.
Yeah, that was Limitless. I'm sorry, Chris. I think we missed that one. All right, let's try Chelsea. Chelsea's on line 1. 1-800-520-1067. If you have a question you can't use Wikipedia for and you want to call us here today. Hi, Chelsea. You're on with the professor.
Hi. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
Big fan. My question is, the DC character Hourman, what is the wonder drug that he takes to gain his powers for a full hour?
Miraclo.
Miraclo? That's how you pronounce it?
Yes. Miraclo.
Wow. What? Wait, the professor knew that one?
Yes.
Turns out I read a lot of comic books.
Wow, who knew?
While I'm here in the lab working on things.
Who knew?
What are the chances? All right, let's try Daniel. He's on line 3. He's got a Wikipedia question for you, Professor. It's Professor Clutterbuck. Do I have that right?
That's right. Phineas Clutterbuck.
Okay.
Phineas
okay.
T. Clutterbuck, if you must know.
Hi, Daniel.
T stands for temerity.
All right. Daniel, you're on with the professor. Go ahead.
What's the Patriot Act?
The Patriot Act is a law that has been enacted that says you can no longer film opposing NFL teams while they're practicing so that you can cheat and win the Super Bowl like they did against the Eagles that time.
The New England Patriots, and they were filming another team.
That's right, and the Patriot Act says you can't do that anymore.
I don't think
that's why they made a law against the cheating bastard Bill Belichick.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's
who
true.
Who cheats?
All right.
Listen, you're not supposed to disagree with the Vic. You're just not giving answers.
I'm sorry.
It's not up for debate.
Okay, I apologize.
That is not how I remember the Patriot Act going, but again, you would know more than I would. All right, let's try Jay. I'm not sure I even understand Jay's question on line five, but I'm sure the professor will be able to make something up.
Yes,
hi, Jay.
I will.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, what's going on, guys? My question is, who's the deadliest pirate of all time?
Deadliest pirate is Otto von Bismarck.
Is that true?
Not even a real guy.
It is a real guy.
Are you going to argue with Phineas Clutterbuck?
Wikipedia. Look him up. Otto von Bismarck.
Can't look him up.
I know. That's why it's so great.
All right.
Captain Otto, they used to call him. And he had a trained seal that used to have blades attached to each flipper.
You are making this up.
You would have, and you came on his boat and you made him angry. You go, ur, and slice your legs off.
I don't think that's true.
It does sound like you're just making stuff up, Professor.
No.
We can't source you because there's no Wikipedia.
That's an Otto von Bismarck.
Wow. All right.
They named a biscuit after him.
We only have time for one more, and it's going to be our man Stevie on line seven. Stevie, you're on with the professor. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm halfway through this bounce right now. I'm wondering, is it okay to get behind the wheel and drive?
No.
Okay. No.
You have to drive not behind the wheel.
What?
Try it from the trunk or the passenger seat.
What are you talking? It's a terrible.
That's why the cops pull you over. Because I don't know where the guy went. It was driving this car. But I'm not driving, officer. That'll teach him.
I think that's very good advice for you.
All right. Thank you for the call. One last call. I know that we said that was going to be the last one. But let's go to Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Hi.
Hi. What's your question?
Who was Ed Wynn?
Ed Wynn was the singer-songwriter who gave us Inagata De Vida.
Wait, I thought that was Iron Butterfly.
Yes, led by the legendary Ed Wynn.
Okay, we've all learned a little.
And lead vocals.
We've all learned a little something here today.
His cousin Steve Wynn played drums for the band, and then later started a casino. Okay.
Thank you, Raymond. Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, fellas. Bye.
A lot of tremendous email reaction here to Professor Clutterbuck. I don't know if you were listening, Ralph. A little while ago, we had the guy on who knows all things. He was filling in for Wikipedia because that's found today.
I heard.
This is a great question from Lance. I wish there was some way to get the professor back on. I missed the expert. I tried to call in, but I've been having an argument with my friend about the X-Files TV show. He seems to think that the guys worked for a branch of the CIA. I'm sure that's wrong. I just can't remember what the correct answer was. You wouldn't know, would you, Ralph?
No, I have no idea. No one, neither does anyone else. So
right,
no need to go on.
Here's Ralph Garman.
No need to go forward. No need.
The FBI!
Stop it! We didn't even say it.
Sorry, ladies. Jesse Metcalf is off the market.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah, I know. You liked him, Lisa.
Right? Yeah.
Who's that?
He was the gardener on Desperate Housewives, the early years that Eva Longoria would regularly bang on her dining room table.
Got it.
Cougars liked him. He was cougar bait.
Sure.
He has proposed to his girlfriend of almost 5 years, Cara Santana. She is from El Paso, Texas. And she moved to Hollywood in hopes of becoming a star. Well, it didn't work out, but she's going to marry an actor, so that's the next best thing. Right, ladies? Found a man. That's what you're really looking for.
Yeah, that's
what
we
you
need.
Want.
Just a man.
That's right.
All your dreams will come true.
That's what completes you.
She got her MRS degree, as they say.
Michelle Williams has quite the figure, and she's finally showing it off on the cover of February's GQ magazine. The cover has been posted online. She is in a Marilyn Monroe-type wig, and she is in a just a bra and panties, I guess it is. All she right. says she's not comfortable playing up her sexuality, however, because when she was on Dawson's Creek, she said the character got so much negative attention for being sexual.
Really?
And it always made her self-conscious.
But that was a different show, a different time, a different age. Come on now.
Yeah, I remember
Brenda being all that sexy on that show, or whatever her character's name was on that show. Her,
she was kind of a slut, wasn't she?
Cecilia.
Candy.
She was
Lorraine.
She was a good girl is what she was.
No, Joey was the good girl.
No, I'm saying whatever character you're describing, that was the good one on the show.
I see.
Yeah. And by the way, I remember so well watching. I loved Dawson's Creek.
Oh,
I
so
loved
did I. Show. It's so good. The Crick.
And of course, Data King of Mexico made an appearance, if you recall.
Hello,
on that show.
I'm the messenger. I have a package for you.
But I also remember thinking at the time, A, James Van Der Beek will never work again, and I was pretty much right about that. B, Katie Holmes was going to go on and be a huge star. I thought she was phenomenal on that show. I thought one day she would grow up and win an Oscar. Yeah. I never in a million years thought Michelle Williams would turn into one of the finest actors working today. I didn't see that coming at all. She has just blown me away with her post-Dawson's career.
You just don't know. You know what I knew she was the real deal when she did that movie Dick, when she was in Dick?
Yes, hilarious movie.
She was in a movie called Dick.
Yeah.
What was the name of it?
Dick. Mm. With Kirsten Dunst about Richard Nixon. About two sort of young hippie girls who end up interacting with Nixon at the White House. And it's a very funny.
Interacting and
they
air
meet
quotes?
The president, oh, Kevin. All that's right. All.
Check it.
And I said, wow, that's a really strong performance from that Dawson's Creek girl. She might have a future in this business.
Yeah.
And look
she's
at
great.
Me. I was right. Thanks to me. She's moving on to bigger
Thank
and better
God
things.
You saw that.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I recognize the power.
Uh-huh.
And gave her everything she needed.
Sure.
How can you love it? It's crap. That's good point. Betty White, according to the National Enquirer, is going to be leaving her smash hit TV series Hot in Cleveland. Sources tell Mike Walker of the Enquirer that she can't handle the pressure of the workload. It's a lot of work doing a TV show, long hours. And at the age of 90, she's just not up to the task any longer. That's got to be a bummer for TV Land because they've sort of based the success of that show around her.
Yeah.
Some of the other actresses on the show, Wendy Malick and Jane Leaves, apparently are bitching a little bit that their schedules are upside down because they have to try to accommodate Betty as much as they can. And Betty says she doesn't blame them for being upset about that, so she's going to leave the show at the end of the season and spend her time pursuing her true passion, which is
dying.
MMA fighting.
MMA
dying, yeah.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
Yes.
I know Kevin has no time for old people, Ralph, but it is remarkable how many successful hit series, multi-year running hit series, Betty White has been in, isn't it?
Yes. Golden Girls, Mary Tyler Moore Show,
Her
own show. It's a very successful career as she looks back.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
Oh, Kevin.
They are.
And will Lindsay Lohan be tapped to play Elizabeth Taylor in that new TV movie they're working on about the late star and her romance with Richard Burton, her husband twice. The producer, Larry Thompson, has been in conversations with Lindsay, and everyone kind of thought it was a foregone conclusion that she would take on the role, but he's dropped the name Megan Fox is also being a candidate for that role.
All right.
One of the great all-time screen beauties being played by another one of the great all-time screen beauties.
I would hire Megan Fox if I were making movies.
I would, too. I was making a movie in my pants.
I don't get the reference.
How do you make a movie in your
pants? The camera doesn't fit down there.
Now, Larry Thompson, the producer, says it's not an easy decision, and it's like casting Hollywood royalty, said, trying to find the right actress to play Elizabeth Taylor, one of the most recognizable actresses of the past couple decades. So, well, it remains to be seen, but I'm still pulling for Gabourey Sidibe. I think she would
be
perfect. Especially middle-aged Liz Taylor. They bore an eerie resemblance.
That's true.
At the buffet.
Hey, she claims she's a good actress. Let's see.
That's right. Play Liz. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Dave Attell is 47 years old today. He's funny. Mm-hmm. If you get a chance, watch Dave's Old Porn, a TV series that he does where he plays clips from old porn movies. And he brings on his comedian friends, and they sit there and sort of Mystery Science Theater the porn movies. Make jokes about it and talk about it. And it's very entertaining. And oddly sort of a turn on. You want to know whether you get an erection or laugh.
Okay. 80s, that was a poor decade for quality porn.
No, it was a boon for decades.
Was it?
For porn. It was the when porn came of age, really. But in retrospect now, when you look back. On the hairstyles and the fashions and some of the acting.
Everyone was a furry in the 80s, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. But more importantly, the giant hoop earrings and the giant hairdos and the awful clothing. And it was classic. It was classic. And it's ripe for comic relief. Rapper DJ Quick is 42 years old today. Jay Chou, who played Cato in the Green Hornet movie. He is 33 years old today. Actor Jason Segel turns 32. And singer Jonathan Davis of Korn is 41 years old today. I never get tired of that impression. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We're going to give you some of the highlights or lowlights of American Idol. The bad ones. That starts tonight. We also have a brand-new internet roundup for you. We have Dr. Drew, and we have Ask a Fat Person. So that's all tomorrow morning.
Kevin, let's be fair. Ask a nudist.
Ask a nudist.
These are people who just like to walk around sans clothes. It doesn't mean they're fat. Doesn't mean they're old. Doesn't mean they're perverts. Doesn't mean they're gross. They just have a different lifestyle choice. That's all.
They enjoy communing with nature. They feel being in a natural state without clothing makes them more in tune with their natural surroundings.
Because that clothing is very restrictive. Because they're very fat.
Why have you ever?
I don't understand the question, but no.
I don't understand where this prejudice comes from. Did you grow up in a nudist colony full of fat people? Where is this all stemming from?
No, I did not. But I don't know. It just seems
Kevin
like...
doesn't need facts for an opinion to form.
Thank
you, know that.
Thank you for finally telling Ralph what's going on.
Where's the outrage there?
Where is the outrage?
That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin to be too.